where so much fun comes naturally. Astros baseball, come and see. Family, friends, and future stars. Astros baseball, best by far. Where so much fun comes so naturally. Astros baseball. Where so much fun comes so naturally. Astros baseball.
The following is a presentation of Astros Baseball on Northwest Arkansas Astros Baseball Network.
The wall, it's gone! Bobby Witt Jr., three homer game! Double A baseball cannot contain MJ Melendez. Let's take a trip around the bases with Bobby Witt Jr. Hicklin into a dive, and again he makes an incredible catch! Scott Gorman's waving around Brewer Hicklin, the throw home, Hicklin slides in safely. Fly ball deep into left field. Right field back onto the warning track. At the wall, and it's gone! Brewer Hicklin, his second grand slam in Wichita this season. It clears the bases and gives the Naturals a 5-1 lead in the fourth. Lost the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three! The Northwest Arkansas Naturals, your 2021 Double-A Central Champions!
Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball is brought to you by Harvest Bank, by Coca-Cola, by Tyson Foods, by Professional Business Systems, by Unified Financial Credit Union, by Window World, by Indigo Sky Casino, by Walmart, by Straight Lawns and Garden, by Beaver Water District, by Midwest Block and Brick, by the Scott Family Amazium, by Firehouse Subs, by Pickett Construction, by Stanley Steamer, by Plaza Tire Service, by John's Quality Roofing, by Today's Cleaners, by the University of Arkansas Fort Smith, by the 188th Wing Arkansas Air National Guard, by XNA and Breeze Airways, by Golf USA, and by Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. The countdown is on to Naturals Baseball. Now, let's go inside the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, hello again, friends. So glad to have you with us here on the Naturals Baseball Network as we get going with the third of six games between the Naturals and the Frisco Rough Riders here from Riders Field. Naturals dropped the first game of this series 4-3 on Tuesday. John Rave hit a home run in the third inning. It was a two-run shot, but not much else doing offensively. The Naturals only managed two hits. Alec Marsh struck out four across four innings of work. And then yesterday, things got much better for the Naturals. Northwest Arkansas scored seven runs on 10 hits, powered by three home runs. And that's especially impressive, well, because the Naturals had only hit two home runs in the first, 10 games of the season? And then hit three in the span of about an hour yesterday. Robbie Glendinning, a solo shot in the second inning, traveled 457 feet. Nick Lofton, a two-run homer in the third that went 440 feet. And Sully Matias, a two-run shot in the fifth inning that went 466 feet. Just absolutely incredible performance from the Naturals hitters today, or from Naturals hitters yesterday. And it was aided by the wind blowing 22 miles an hour out to left center field. Today, the wind is blowing out 23 miles an hour to dead left field, right down the line. And, the Naturals have six right-handed hitters in the lineup, as do the Frisco Rough Riders. So we're certainly going to keep an eye on that and see how things progress with these two teams. But the Northwest Arkansas Naturals 4-7 snapped the Riders' eight-game winning streak. Seven-game winning streak yesterday, and dropped their own five-game losing streak with yesterday's win. Today it'll be the left-hander Anthony Veneziano making his third start of the season. Justin Slayton, the right-hander for the Frisco Rough Riders, will make his second start, third appearance of the season. Our pregame show guest today is Nick Lofton, the Naturals center fielder, or as he corrected me, as you'll hear in a little bit, Naturals utility man Nick Lofton. He's been the go-to center fielder for for Chris Widger this season. We talk about everything from hitting his first home run yesterday to how that transition to center field is going, and what he likes about playing in his home state of Texas. Nick Lofton, our chat after this on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show on the Naturals Baseball Network.
It's time to make a break and escape the everyday. Indigo Sky Casino is the area's premier gaming destination. Live weekend entertainment, a new and larger selection of your favorite gaming machines on our beautiful and spacious gaming floor. The area's perfect getaway for fun and winning excitement. Indigo Sky Casino offers it all. Come play and stay with us. Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
Single game tickets are now on sale for the 2022 season of Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball at NWANaturals.com. You won't want to miss some of the Kansas City Royals' top prospects taking the field right in your backyard with food and drink deals, fireworks, giveaways, and theme nights all summer long. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit NWANaturals.com.
Hey Naturals fans, have you been daydreaming about a fun and affordable getaway? Why not make it a reality with Breeze Airways? With Breeze, you can fly nonstop from Northwest Arkansas to Tampa Bay, San Antonio, and New Orleans. Breeze never charges change or cancellation fees, so you can book with complete peace of mind. What are you waiting for? Go to www.flybreeze.com or download the Breeze app to plan your trip. Breeze Airways, seriously nice.
The Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show rolls on as we continue counting down to first pitch on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network. Now let's go inside the Naturals dugout for today's pregame interview.
We continue counting down to first pitch on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show. Getting set for the third of six games this week between the Naturals and the Frisco Rough Riders from Riders Field here in Frisco. Chatting with Naturals outfielder Nick Lofton. Have you gotten used to calling yourself an outfielder yet?
Not quite. I like the term utility player, but I'm enjoying it out there, that's for sure.
Nick Lofton, utility player. I like it. How is that transition to center field going? I look through your baseball reference page and I just see shortstop, shortstop, shortstop. Shortstop, now center field. How's that going?
It's been going pretty well. It's been a pretty easy transition coming from shortstop to now outfield, center field now. But it's been pretty easy. Definitely have had a lot of help from my outfielders with Raver, Tuck, and even Stooley. The English that he does speak, he does help out a lot. But definitely having Raver out there, who's also a center fielder, has really helped me out making that transition. So a lot of credit goes to them.
Yeah, whether it's Stooley, Tucker, Rave, what is it like having those guys on either side of you? You have a cannon of an arm in right field and guys with center field experience on the other side of you.
Yeah, it makes it a lot easier knowing that I can trust those guys. Definitely when Sully calls off a ball, I'm not going to go over there knowing how big that guy is. I don't want to run into him. But having Raver over there and Tucker on the other side as well, they know what they're doing out there, and it makes it a lot easier as a center fielder to knowing that I can trust those guys to make those tough grabs in the gaps and be able to hold their own out there without a lot of communication from my part.
Growing up, was it always shortstop that you played, or were there any other positions that you found yourself, whether it's Little League, travel ball, high school?
I mean, I played a little outfield. My very first year in high school, I played left field. And then my first year in college, I also played left field. But growing up, I was always in the dirt, primarily shortstop. So, but it's been good. Played everywhere, second base, shortstop, third base, now outfield. So it's been a really fun ride throughout my career, and I've enjoyed every moment of it.
We continue counting down to first pitch here on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show, visiting with Naturals utility player Nick Lofton. How good does it feel to be back playing in your home state of Texas?
It feels good. You know, the weather's a lot nicer than what it is up in Springdale and when we were in Springfield. So it's been really nice knowing that Texas heat feels good. So, and that humidity also.
Looking forward to the trip down to Corpus Christi in July as well.
Oh yeah, I've had a lot of family and friends already tell me they've already secure tickets for that game. So, and I already know that Whataburger Field packs out. They love their baseball down there. I grew up going to those games ever since I was a young boy. So I know what they bring as far as fans, and knowing that I'm going to be there as well, and all my friends and family that will be there, it's going to be awesome. Very looking forward to it.
We'll have to touch back on that trip when we head to Corpus Christi. You hit your first home run of the season yesterday. How good did it feel to get that off your back? I don't want to dog it at all. 444 feet was the third longest of the three home runs hit yesterday. How good did it feel to get that over the fence?
It feels good. You know, I mean, wind helped out a lot. Definitely playing in Texas also, the ball flies a lot out here, so I know that. But I just put a good swing on the ball and found the barrel of the bat. I'm never the guy that's going to try to hit that 500-footer like Sully can. I'm just trying to hit the ball hard, and I was lucky that it went over the fence. So,
what is it like watching Sully hit a ball completely out of the stadium, onto the street, past the fence that surrounds the property here?
I've seen that guy hit balls where nobody can hit balls, and I've seen him in a game actually hit one 500 feet in spring training of last year, and so it's honestly not a surprise, but it's always a sight to see, especially from a dugout perspective, or even being on base for that matter. It's definitely a sight to see. So
we continue chatting with Nick Lofton here in the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show. How special was last year's team? I mean, the River Bandits are one of the best teams in minor league baseball, won the High A Central Championship, and look, a lot of those players were here too with the Naturals. How special was that group of guys, but also the group of players that you have here now with the Naturals?
I mean, it was super special, especially for my first year in pro ball, having that kind of team, having that kind of clubhouse. It honestly made it a little bit more memorable as far as the memories that we made. Definitely winning a championship in your first year of pro ball is something that's special, and I will definitely hold on to that for the rest of my life, actually. Definitely one of the best teams I've played on in my life, and really enjoy that. And knowing that a lot of those guys are here with me in Northwest is really comforting, I should say. And the guys that we also have that didn't play for Quad Cities, I've played with them throughout spring training, and I've grown really close with them as well. And it just brings another level of talent, definitely, to the field, and it makes us a lot more confident in our abilities, knowing with what kind of talent we have on the field. So
last thing I'll ask before I let you go, not only is it nearly two-thirds, three-quarters of this roster you played with last year, but you also played under Chris Widger last year. Now you're moving up to Double-A with him. What do you like about him as a manager? What makes him so special?
I mean, he's just very easygoing. He knows the X's and O's of baseball, that's for sure. And it just makes it a little bit easier knowing what he expects as a manager, coming into Double-A, knowing that he's our manager here. And just makes it a little easier and comforting knowing that the guy who helped us win a championship last year is at the helm here in Northwest. So it brings a lot of confidence for sure.
Nick Lofton, utility player, really appreciate the time. Thanks so much and look forward to chatting again soon.
Thank you, Nick. Appreciate it.
We continue on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show right after this.
In the mood for fun, winning, excitement? It's time to go where everybody goes. Indigo Sky Casino. Delicious food, live entertainment, and fun bars. A large, spacious gaming floor full of your favorite games. And everybody's favorite, bingo. Come play in a safe, clean, exciting atmosphere. Come play and stay at Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
Every Friday home game in 2022 is a Fireworks Friday with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Stay late every Friday night, plus Saturday, May 14th, and of course, Monday, July 4th. As the Royals' top prospects aren't the only ones putting on a show you'll never forget. Join the Naturals as the best fireworks show in minor league baseball lights up the Northwest Arkansas night sky with a panoramic view past the outfield fence. To check out the full list of fireworks nights, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
Don't miss out on all of the food and drink specials at Arvest Ballpark during the 2022 season of Naturals Baseball. Enjoy Johnsonville Buck of Rot every Tuesday night home game, $1.50 barbecue sliders on Wednesdays. Thirsty Thursdays feature $2 beers, $2 peanuts, $1 sodas, and $1 Farm Rich mozzarella sticks. And of course, enjoy happy hour specials during our bullpen parties before the game on Friday and Saturday night. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
Now, let's go back to Frisco. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Welcome back into Riders Field here on the Naturals Baseball Network. We're counting down to first pitch on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show. First pitch is just around the corner, but first, let's take a look at today's starting lineups. They're brought to you by John's Quality Roofing. Over 20 years of trusted roofing work in Northwest Arkansas. First, the visitors, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, the AA affiliate of the Kansas City Royals, are 4-7 this season and led by first-year skipper Chris Widger. Mikel Garcia leads off. He's the shortstop and has reached in all 11 Naturals games this season. Our pregame show guest, Nick Lofton, bats second. He's tonight's designated hitter. Michael Massey hits third, playing second base, batting fourth after his 466-foot home run last night in the fifth inning. Sully Matias is back in right field. John Rafe hits fifth. He's the center fielder today. Robbie Glendinning bats sixth, playing third base. He's reached in all 8 games he's played this season. Logan Porter has his first start behind the dish, catching and batting seventh. Jake Means hits eighth at first base. And Tucker Bradley rounds out the order, batting ninth in left field. And the Naturals send the left-hander Anthony Veneziano to the mound. MLB Pipeline's number 17 prospect in the Royals system is making his third start. So far, he's 0-2 with a 14.73 ERA. Again, behind Veneziano, the Naturals go Garcia at short, Lofton the DH, Massey at second, Matias in right, Rave in center, Glendinning at third, Porter catching, Means at first, Bradley in left. The Frisco Rough Riders, the home team, are 9-2 this season. The AA affiliate of the Texas Rangers are led by second-year skipper Jared Gettert. J.P. Martinez leads off. He's in right field. The number 4 Rangers prospect, Ezekiel Duran, bats second, the designated hitter. Dustin Harris hits third. He's in left field. Batting fourth is the first baseman, Blaine Krim. Justin Foscue hits fifth, playing second base. Batting sixth is the shortstop, Jonathan Ornelas. Kellen Strombach in the lineup, hitting seventh in center field. Dio Edias hits eighth at third base. And Jordan Procession, the left-handed hitting catcher, rounds out the order. He's batting ninth and doing the catching. On the mound for Frisco will be the right-hander Justin Sleeden, making his third appearance, his second start of the season. He doesn't have a record through his first 2 appearances, with a 3.60 ERA and 6 strikeouts in 5 innings. Again, behind Slayton, the Frisco Rough Riders go Martinez in right, Duran the DH, Harrison left, Krim at first, Foscue at second, Ornelas the shortstop, Strom in center, Arias at third, and Procession catching. Again, those are today's starting lineups. They're brought to you by John's Quality Roofing. Over 20 years of trusted roofing work in Northwest Arkansas. That'll do it for the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show. First pitch is just around the corner. We'll be back in a moment on the Naturals Baseball Network. Thanks so much for tuning in. First pitch and all 9 innings are coming up next.
You've been listening to the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show. Indigo Sky Casino, where winners play. Located on Highway 60, west of Seneca, Missouri. First pitch is moments away on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network.
What if there were a university where you earned a diploma and a resume? A career-minded university where you were empowered to learn, to lead, and to make a difference. A university whose tuition made it not just affordable, but the most affordable four-year campus in Arkansas. What if, right? Turns out, that university exists just down the hill in Fort Smith. The University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/join the pride.
Naturals fans, the Royals' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Naturals on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go, and use promo code NATURALS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
John's Quality Roofing has been installing and repairing roofs in the Northwest Arkansas area for over 20 years, offering free roofing repair inspections and insurance assistance. When you contact John's, a member of their team will visit your home and do their best to assess your roof and give you the best advice for your specific needs. John's Quality Roofing, your local Northwest Arkansas roofing contractor, serving you since 1999. For more information or to set up an appointment, visit www.johnsqualityroofing.com today.
Enjoy the ultimate in pricing and flexibility with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Flex Pack. Our most popular mini pack provides you 30 discounted and undated vouchers to sit in your preferred seating area. Best of all, you can use them all at once or any combination of games throughout the year. Stop by the Arvest Ballpark box office on the day of the game to exchange those vouchers, and you'll get the best available seats in your chosen seating area. It's that easy. To lock in your Naturals Flex Pack, visit nwanaturals.com.
The countdown is on to Naturals Baseball. Now, let's go inside the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
What a nice and comfortable Thursday evening in Frisco. Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball is on the air. So glad to have you along for the ride. My name's Nicholas Batters. Thanks for carving out a part of your Thursday evening to come hang out with us at the ballpark. No place I'd rather be right now. Really, really comfortable weather, and just feels like a good day for baseball, you know? It's just that feeling in the air, if you will. The Naturals taking on the Frisco Rough Riders for the third consecutive day. As the Frisco Rough Riders take the field in their cream jerseys. Naturals will be back in the road race that they won in yesterday. Let's take a look again quickly at the starting lineup for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. It has Garcia leading off, the shortstop. Nick Lofton batting second, the designated hitter. Michael Massey hits third. He's the second baseman. Sully Matias bats fourth. He's in right field. John Rave hits fifth, the center fielder. Batting sixth is the third baseman, Robbie Glendinning. Batting seventh, the catcher, Logan Porter. Hitting eighth at first base is Jake Means. And rounding out the order, batting ninth, is the left fielder, Tucker Bradley. And on the mound for the Frisco Rough Riders, they'll have the right-hander, Justin Slayton, going to the mound. He was the Rangers' third-round draft pick in 2019, making his third appearance, second start of the season. So far, he doesn't have a record of 3.60 ERA, two runs on four hits, two walks, and five strikeouts across five innings of work. So the Northwest Arkansas Naturals getting ready to get things going. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals for the private and non-commercial use of our audience and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. First pitch time and temperature today is brought to you by Straits Lawn and Garden. With the right outdoor furnishings and the Big Green Egg Grill to make those summertime cookouts and outdoor times enjoyable, see Straits in Springdale. Like I said, it's not hot. It's a little muggy. 81 degrees, mostly cloudy overhead. And the wind is howling. Again, 20 miles an hour out to left field. So Michael Garcia steps in to lead things off. Right-handed hitting shortstop awaits the first pitch from Justin Slayton. Misses down and away, and we're underway from Frisco at 6:37 p.m. And first pitch time and temperature brought to you by Straits Lawn and Garden. The pitch misses low. Count is two balls and no strikes. The 2-0 catches the inside edge. Ruled a strike, and the count is now two balls and one strike. Kick and the pitch. Garcia swings and misses at an elevated fastball. We're back even, two balls and two strikes. Again, the Naturals in their road grays, Northwest Arkansas across the front, with gray pants, red caps, and navy helmets. The 2-2. Fly ball hit in the right field. Playable for the right fielder, Martinez. A couple of steps to his right, he makes the grab, and there's one gone. Now let's take a look at the defense behind Justin Slayton. The Rough Riders line up with Dustin Harrison left, Kellen Strom in center, J.P. Martinez in right. The third baseman is Dio Edias with Jonathan Ornelas at shortstop, Justin Foscue at second, Blaine Krim at first, and Jordan Procession catching. The pitch misses to Lofton. Count is two balls and no strikes, or one ball and no strikes. The 1-0 pitch misses high. Now it's 2-0. Two balls and no strikes on Nick Lofton, the center fielder. Our guest on the pregame show today hit a home run in the third inning yesterday. Takes a called strike. Count is now two balls and one strike. Slayton kicks the 2-1. Misses down and away. It's 3 balls and 1 strike. Well, 3 balls and 1 strike. 1 out, bases empty. Without a score here in the first inning. And the pitch. Up and in, ball 4. Nick Lofton draws a 1-out walk. And the Naturals have a base runner here to begin the top of the first inning. So Garcia flies out, Lofton walks. And now it'll be the left-handed hitting second baseman, Michael Massey. Right on left matchup, the first pitch. Misses outside for ball 1. Counts 1 ball and 0 strikes to Massey, who went 1 for 5 yesterday. He singled in the 5th inning. A trio of flyouts and a strikeout outside of that. Slayton, the right-hander, working from the first base side, delivers. Ground ball hit right to the second baseman, Foskey. Shuffles to his right for 1. And the shortstop, Ornelas, from the second base bag, fires over to first. 4-6-3, the Rough Riders turn the double play. Lofton forced out at second. Massey out at first. And the Naturals are retired here in the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. No runners left on, but a walk for the Naturals here in the first inning. No score as we head to the bottom half of inning 1.
You love your truck, and Plaza Tire Service is here to help make it even better with custom wheels, leveling kits, and the area's biggest selection of ATs and mud tires in all the most popular sizes. Plaza Tire Service has the tires you want. Plus, with our Plaza Tire Service card and no credit needed options, you can make it easy on your budget. Now open in Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontitown, and Siloam Springs. Find your nearest store at PlazaTireService.com. When you're ready to upgrade your truck, see Plaza Tire Service.
Sophia and Chris Garcia came to Arvest Bank looking to get a home loan. Let's hear what happens.
Chris and Sophia, thanks for choosing me as your lender in the Arvest Home for Me app. And now...
There's more paperwork to do.
Nope, I got the info you sent through the app. And now...
We wait to hear from someone at your main office.
No. Now you're pre-qualified and ready to find your new home.
Wow.
And I'll be with you every step of the way.
That's...
helpful.
Very helpful.
Home loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help. Equal housing lender.
Want a cleaner and healthier home? Simply call Stanley Steamer at 1-800-STEAMER and schedule a carpet, tile, or hardwood cleaning. And save big with our $99 cleaning special.
Call 1-800-STEAMER. Stanley Steamer gets your home cleaner.
Now, let's go back to Frisco. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Back at Riders Field here as we head to the bottom of inning 1. The Frisco Rough Riders coming to bat for the first time today. Anthony Veneziano, the left-hander, making his 3rd start of the season. He's 0-2 so far with a 14.73 earned run average. Arvest Bank is conducting its 12th annual Million Meals campaign in an effort to fight hunger right here in our community. This is a much-needed effort, as more than 10.5% of American households were food insecure as recently as 2020. Learn more by visiting arvest.com/millionmeals today. The first pitch to the left-handed hitting J.P. Martinez comes inside. He turns out of the way. Count is 1 ball and 0 strikes. J.P. Martinez, Ezekiel Duran, and Dustin Harris, the top of the Riders' order here in the first. 1-0, called a strike. Counts even, 1 ball and 1 strike. Veneziano, the native of New Jersey, steps back, kicks and delivers the 1-1. In for strike 2. 1 ball and 2 strikes. He was the Quad Cities River Bandits Pitcher of the Year last year and the High A Central Pitcher of the Year as well. Fly ball, headed back our way, but it lands in the middle of the seating bowl behind home plate. Count is 1 ball and 2 strikes. A 1 ball and 2 strikes on J.P. Martinez. Left on left matchup. The pitch comes inside, misses at 85 miles an hour. We're even, 2 balls now and 2 strikes. Veneziano, fastball, slider, changeup, his main 3 pitches. The 2-2. Outside, just misses. Veneziano thought he had strike 3. Instead, the count now full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. So 3-2. Here's the payoff pitch. Ground ball, tapped foul, trickles off to the right. We'll do it again. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Veneziano, 24 years old, the native of Hackettstown, New Jersey, was the Royals' 10th round draft pick in 2019 out of Coastal Carolina. A 3-2 pitch once more. Check swing. Dribbled foul towards the Riders on deck circle, the third base side. The count full still. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Three balls and two strikes on Martinez, a 250 hitter this season. Once again, the 3-2 lefty on the way. Crown ball, bounced foul a couple of feet outside of the first baseline. We'll do it once more. Full 3 balls and 2 strikes. 3-2 on Martinez, who had the night off yesterday. Frisco's right fielder steps back into the box. Once again, the payoff. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Anthony Veneziano wins the lengthy 10-pitch battle with J.P. Martinez and gets him to strike out swinging for the first out here in the bottom of the first inning. Let's take a look at the defensive lineup behind Anthony Veneziano, the Naturals lineup as such. Tucker Bradley is the left fielder with John Rave in center and Sully Matias in right. First pitch to Ezekiel Durand, the designated hitter, is called strike one. Robbie Glendinning plays third base with Michael Garcia at shortstop, Michael Massey at second, and Jake Means playing first with Logan Porter catching for the first time this year. Swing and a miss, and the count's 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Bradley, Rave, and Matias left to right in the outfield. Glendinning and Garcia on the left side of the infield, Massey and Means on the right, Veneziano, Porter the batter. Battery. 0-2, flied into right field. Sully Matias tracks it a couple of steps to his right, reaches up and makes the grab for the second out. So there's two gone here in the bottom of inning one. No score, Naturals and Rough Riders. Third of a 6-game series. So glad that you're here with us. Whether it's 1 game or 6, really do appreciate your company here on the Naturals Baseball Network. A left-handed hitting left fielder, Dustin Harris, bats. And he takes the first pitch outside for ball one. Counts 1-0. Harris? They did 3-0-8 this season. The 1-0 line foul back to the screen. The count's even, 1 ball and 1 strike. One one. Line foul to the left into the suite level. Fan has a souvenir. The count's 1-2. Harris hit in 3-0-8 with a home run and 7 runs driven in this year. Number 6 prospect in the system. Here's the 1-2. Outside, fastball misses at 93 miles an hour. Count is even, 2 balls now and 2 strikes. Infield plays to pull. The shortstop Garcia shaded up the middle. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Anthony Veneziano retires the Rough Riders 1-2-3 with a pair of strikeouts, using his fastball, changeup, and slider all efficiently into 1-2-3 first inning. No runs on no hits, no errors, and no runners left on. We go to the second without a score from Riders Field in Frisco on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Getting good grades? Crushed it. Robotics competitions? It's either first place or no place. Challenges? They come easy to me. I've faced them, conquered them, then prepared for the next one. But it's time for the next big challenge, the one that sets a tone for my life. It's time to get world-class training, technical skills, and the know-how to be prepared for a lifelong career. It starts by serving close to home with the Air National Guard. Visit GoANG.com or call 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G.
With the Naturals coming off a league championship last season, the 2022 season is jam-packed with memorable giveaways. Make sure to arrive early to get your hands on commemorative items celebrating the championship win. Or how about a Vinny Pasquantino jersey t-shirt on Thursday, May 12th? And best of all, a one-of-a-kind AA Central replica championship ring on Saturday, June 4th. To check out the full list of giveaways, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit NWANaturals.com.
The Northwest Arkansas National Airport proudly offers nonstop routes to 24 destinations with 6 different airlines to choose from. From Los Angeles to New York City, XNA can get you there. So when you're starting to plan your next vacation destination or getting ready to book your business trip, go to flyxna.com for more information on flight options. And remember, to fly safe, fly local, Fly XNA.
Now, let's go back to Frisco. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
We go to the second inning from Frisco. Naturals and Rough Riders without a score. Arvest Bank helps you find the right credit card. From Arvest Flex Rewards cards that earn points to Arvest True Rate cards with money-saving low interest rates. Apply today at arvest.com/creditcards. Member FDIC. Credit cards subject to approval. Suli Matias leads off the second. First pitch, he tries to check his swing, but goes around, swinging his bat like a sword. And the count is no balls and one strike. Matias, John Rave, and Robbie Glendinning here in the second. Slayton kicks. The 0-1, swing and a miss, and a ball down and away. And the count is no balls and two strikes. Infield plays to pull, right-on-right matchup. And here comes the 0-2, high and inside. Matias lays off. Counts 1-2. Hit a 466-foot home run in the fifth inning yesterday. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Slayton changes speeds on Matias. He's fooled by the off-speed. We have our first out here in the second. Also the first strikeout for Slayton this evening. Oh, with one gone, it's John Rave, the center fielder. Still without a score. In the top of the second inning, Naturals and Rough Riders. First pitch to Rave. Misses outside for ball one. Count is one ball and no strikes. Right on left, Theo, the 1-0. Swing through and miss. Count is even one ball and one strike. 95-mile-an-hour fastball on that one. Infield plays to pull, but the third baseman Arias into the cut of the grass. Misses outside, 2-1. Theo Arias. Actually, he's playing a step back from the grass, even with the baselines. 2-1, the pitch. Fly ball deep into left center field. Harris back onto the warning track. At the wall, it is gone! John Rave, his second home run of the week. And the Naturals strike first on this Thursday night in Frisco. Rave homers, and it's 1-0 Naturals in the second. This time to the opposite field. Drove it onto the Dr. Pepper porch in left center field. Naturals up 1-0 on Rave's second homer of the year. With one run home and one out in the second inning, Robbie Glendinning bats, the Australian third baseman. First pitch misses high and away for ball one. Counts one ball and no strikes. We have a good connection to Robbie Glendinning that will be joining us in the broadcast hopefully later on this evening. 1-0 misses up and in. Two balls and no strikes. Glendinning also homered yesterday. He had a solo shot in the second, measured at 457 feet off the video board. 2-0, called the strike. Count is now two balls and one strike. Still nice and windy blowing out to left field. That might help some of these fly balls hit. Not to take anything away from the hitters. 2-1, misses down and away. Three balls and a strike is the count. Three balls, a strike, one out. Slayton, the pitch to Glendinning. Big swing from Robbie. He fouls it off the glove of the catcher Procession. Goes to the backstop, and we'll do it again. With the count now full, three balls and two strikes. Three balls, two strikes. The pitch, high for ball four. Glendinning has to duck out of the way. The changeup that misses inside. It's the Naturals' second walk of the day. And there's a runner on first here with one out. A run home in the second. Naturals leading 1-0. And the catcher, Logan Porter, bats. Holds the only active hit streak among Naturals players. Has hits in his last three games. Glendinning's now reached to 9 straight games. He leads from first. And the pitch to Porter. High for ball one. Catcher Procession calls time and jogs out to the mound for a chat with Slayton. Well, Justin Slayton hadn't been bad his first two outings. Totaled 5 innings, allowed 2 runs on 4 hits with 6 strikeouts. That was his just now to just a few batters ago to John Rave. That's the first home run he's given up this year. Porter quarter, hitting 300 on the season. Hasn't connected on a home run yet, but has driven in two runs. Righty on righty matchup. Check over at first on Glendinning. And the pitch. Call the strike. One ball and one strike. I'm going to have to rely on my own scorekeeping here and trust my instincts, because the scoreboard isn't working right now. It says the count's 2-3. Runner on first and one out. The 1-1 pitch. Call the strike. Fastball at 94 miles an hour on the outer half of the plate. Puts us at a ball and two strikes. Porter wears his socks up high, the native of Surprise. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Called strike three on the inner edge. Porter frozen by the breaking ball. Second strikeout for Slayton this inning and in this game. We have two away in the second. Snapped off a great breaking ball that got the inner edge. First pitch to Jake Means. Swung through, missed for strike one. Count is no balls and one strike. Means, the first baseman, had the day off yesterday, but went 0 for 2 on Tuesday with a walk. Naturals only had two hits in that game. A pitch. This is down low. One ball and one strike. Man, the wind is blowing something fierce. It's rustling the papers that I have up here on my desk. One ball, one strike. Slayton the pitch. Means watches it drop in for strike two. Count now one ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes. Glove over his head. Comes set out in front of the letters. And the 1-2. Bouncing ball tapped to the left. Trickles towards the Rough Riders third base dugout. And we'll do it again. Count one ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes. With two outs. Naturals leading 1-0 here in the second. Robbie Glendinning leading from first. Step off and Glendinning's back into the bag. Slayton threw 11 pitches in the first inning, only four of them strikes. His 2-2 to Means. Or his 1-2 is called strike three. A trio of strikeouts in the second inning for Justin Slayton. Around a John Rave home run and a Robbie Glendinning walk. Naturals are running a hit, no errors, and a runner left on here in the second inning. Northwest Arkansas leads Frisco 1-0. We go to the bottom of the second from Riders Field.
It's time to make a break and escape the everyday. Indigo Sky Casino is the area's premier gaming destination. Live weekend entertainment, a new and larger selection of your favorite gaming machines on our beautiful and spacious gaming floor. The area's perfect getaway for fun and winning excitement. Indigo Sky Casino offers it all. Come play and stay with us. Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
Are you hungry for the usual today? Or are you craving something uncommonly delicious like our meaty masterpiece, the Hook and Ladder Sub from Firehouse Subs? We start by piling it high with fresh sliced smoked turkey breast and Virginia honey ham. Then it's topped with melted Monterey Jack and served piping hot in a perfectly toasted roll. Save time. Order your Hook and Ladder with the Firehouse Subs app today. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives.
What if there were a university where you earned not just a diploma, but a resume? A career-focused university where you were empowered to learn, to lead, and to make a difference. A university that's not just affordable, but the most affordable in the state. What if, right? Turns out that university exists just down the hill in Fort Smith. The University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/join the pride.
Now, let's go back to Frisco. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
go to the bottom of the second inning. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals lead the Frisco Rough Riders 1-0 on the John Rave solo home run in the top of this inning. Anthony Veneziano with some run support for the first time this year. Back out on the mound, and he starts Blaine Krim off with a called strike one. Snowballs in one strike. Krim, Foscue, and Ornelas to bat. 4-5 and 6 in the Rough Rider order as the 0-1 misses outside. One ball and one strike. Blaine Krim, the Frisco first baseman, batting 324 this year. No home runs, but he's driven in 7 runs. 1-1 pitch. This is down and away. Two balls and one strike. Anthony Veneziano, an 18-pitch, 13-strike first inning. Delivers on the way. Misses inside. 3 balls and 1 strike. 3-1 on Blaine Krim. Infield play to Pope for the right-handed hitter. The pitch. Fly to the right. Get out of play over the sweet level of foul ball. The count full 3-2. Here's the payoff. Fly ball right center field. That's going to drop in front of Rave for a base hit. Frisco Rough Riders have their first base knock of the game. Blaine Krim is aboard to begin the bottom of the second inning. We'll runner on for Frisco with nobody out. Here's Justin Foscue. Veneziano has had a rough start to the season, you could say. Couldn't pitch out of the first inning opening weekend in Springfield. Nearly was pulled in the first inning this past week against Wichita. First pitch to Justin Foscue misses high for ball one. Count is one ball and no strikes. He was a strike thrower last year for the River Bandits, but he struggled with control at times through his first two starts, even to his third start here with the Naturals. Pitch. Misses downstairs. Two balls and no strikes. Scoreboard's completely gone now. Doesn't even say 2-3. So Nick's relying on his own stats. 2-0 with a runner on first and nobody out. The pitch. Fly ball driven deep in the air to center field. John Rave back. Onto the warning track. He reaches out and makes the grab. The runner on first, Blaine Krim, is tagging up. He's into second standing up. On the F8 in the scorebook if you're keeping score at home. So Krim on second now with one out. Naturals leading 1-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. And it'll be the shortstop, Jonathan Ornelas. Ornelas, the right-handed hitter, wears his socks up high with stirrups. First pitch. This is outside for ball one. Count is one ball and no strikes. It's a nice atmosphere at Riders Field tonight on Thirsty Thursday. 21 and up at the Lazy River in right field. That's where the real party is. That's where I should be. What am I doing here? We kid. 1-0. Called a strike. One ball and one strike. Not that I'm not overjoyed to be here with all of you. But Lazy River's popping tonight. 1-1. In for a comp, strike two. One ball and two strikes. This is Veneziano, his first outing, April the 9th at Springfield. Went two-thirds of an inning, allowed 2 runs, no hits, 5 walks, no strikeouts. Check back at second, the 1-2. Foul towards the Riders' third base dugout. We'll do it again, one ball and two strikes. Big get through 3 innings on April the 15th against Wichita. That was on Friday. Fly ball to right field. Matias, in a couple of steps, measures up and makes the grab. Blaine Krim knows better than to run on Sule Matias. He stays put on second base. There's the second out. There's the center fielder, Kellen Strom. 250 hitter on the season with a pair of runs batted in. Runner on second and 2 outs. Veneziano's first pitch catches the outer half. Called for strike one. No balls and one strike. I can hear like EDM music playing somewhere. I'm trying to figure out where it is. A one. Fastball at 93 miles an hour. Called strike two. Count is no balls and two strikes. See, I can't tell if the music, it sounds like a nightclub. I feel like it's either in the Lazy River or like below us in the concourse. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Anthony Veneziano ties Kellen Strom up with a breaking ball inside. He swings and misses for strike three, and that ends the second inning. Veneziano works past the leadoff single, strands him on second base. No runs on a hit, no errors, and a runner left on. Naturals lead 1-0 as we go to the third from Frisco.
You know, fans, Tyson Foods and the Naturals have a lot in common. For starters, we've both got a pretty great team, and we've got some heavy hitters in our lineup. Some members of our starting lineup are Tyson Chicken, Jimmy Dean, Ballpark, Hillshire Farm, State Fair, and Wright Brand Bacon. And just like the Naturals, we're proud to call Springdale our home. Check out our whole roster and get to know us better at TysonFoods.com.
Enjoy the ultimate in pricing and flexibility with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Flex Pack. Our most popular mini pack provides you 30 discounted and undated vouchers to sit in your preferred seating area. Best of all, you can use them all at once or any combination of games throughout the year. Stop by the Arvest Ballpark box office on the day of the game to exchange those vouchers and you'll get the best available seats in your chosen seating area. It's that easy. To lock in your Naturals Flex Pack, visit NWA.com. Naturals.com.
Here's to the fearless fight, the comeback, the battle against all odds. For some, it's taking the first step. For others, it's forging a new path, a chance to prove to ourselves what we're really made of. And with the name trusted in insurance for more than 70 years, even a battered spirit can come back stronger. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Now, let's go back to Frisco. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
On to the third inning, Naturals lead the Rough Riders 1-0. It was on the John Rave solo home run of the second. 9-1-2 due up here in the top of the third inning, starting with Tucker Bradley as he swings and misses at a ball down low. Catches no balls and one strike. Bradley, Michael Garcia, and Nick Lofton do up. Pitch from Justin Slayton. Misses low. And it's one ball and one strike. Bradley hitting 304 on the season as a run batted in. His first start of this series. Slayton's pitch. Little fly ball to the left side of the infield. The shortstop Ornelas ranges to his right and makes the catch at the back of the infield dirt. Bradley pops out. We'll set us back to the top of the order for Michael Garcia. Well, Garcia flied out to right field in the first inning, batting for the second time today. Right-handed hitter against the right-handed pitching Slayton. First pitch misses high and away. It counts one ball and no strikes. Infield plays to pull, and the pitch. Misses inside, 2-0. Slayton kicks the 2-0. Down and away misses. Three balls and no strikes. On the way. In for strike one. Good fastball right down the heart of the plate. 95 miles an hour. The 3-1 to Garcia. Down low, ball four. Michael Garcia continues his on-base streak. With a walk here in the third, Michael Garcia has reached in all 12 games this season. The Naturals have played him. Aboard with one out in the third inning. Here's the designated hitter, our pregame show guest, Nick Lofton. First pitch to Lofton is in for a called strike one. No balls and one strike. Lofton walked in the first inning, but was quickly erased on a double play ball. The 0-1. Fastball at the knees, called strike two. No balls and two strikes on Lofton. I find it funny, when I introduced him as outfielder Nick Lofton, he corrected me and he says, I like to call myself a utility player. When will he next play shortstop? We're not really sure. But we enjoy him in center field. Move over to first. Garcia nearly caught leaning, back in with a dive. He's stolen six bases in six attempts this season. Such a fun player to watch. Slayton at the belt. Out of the stretch, the 0-2. Garcia off for second, pitches high and away. Throw down to second. Foscue tries to apply the tag as Garcia slides in. He's unsuccessful. The pitch is a ball, and it's one ball and two strikes. One ball and two strikes on Nick Lofton, the right-handed hitting center fielder, native of Corpus Christi, Texas. He said he really enjoys being back playing in his home state. 1-2 pitch. Ground ball hit sharply to the left side. The shortstop Ornelas charges, throws across his body to first on the run, in time to get Lofton out at first. Though it does allow the runner on second, Garcia, to advance to third base. So with Michael Garcia on third base, two outs, Naturals leading 1-0 in the third inning. Michael Massey, the left-handed hitter, bats. Slayton's first pitch. This is high for ball one. That is one ball and no strikes. Massey bounced into a double play that ended the first inning, batting for the second time today. Wears his socks up high, pant legs pulled to just below the knees. 1-0. Down low misses. Two balls and no strikes. We had Michael Massey on the pregame show last week. It was fascinating to get his insight on what it takes to win a minor league gold glove. There's only one of those awarded across all of the minor leagues, every level, one at each position. The 2-0. Fly ball into center field. Strom charges in with a shortstop Ornelas racing out. It'll be the shortstop Ornelas as he backtracks, reaches up above his cap, and makes the catch in shallow center field. F6 in your scorebook. So that ends the third inning. No runs for the Naturals. No hits, a walk, no errors, and a runner left on. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Naturals lead this game 1-0 in Frisco.
Hi, Naturals fans. Have you heard of the newest and nicest airline in Northwest Arkansas, Breeze Airways? If you haven't, listen up. They fly nonstop from Northwest Arkansas to Tampa Bay, San Antonio, and New Orleans. Breeze can save you serious time and money so you can go, see, and do more than ever before. Oh, and they never charge change or cancellation fees. That's pretty nice, huh? Book today at www.flybreeze.com or download the Breeze app. Breeze Airways, seriously nice.
For the first time since 2017, the Naturals are at home on the 4th of July, and you won't want to miss the best night of the year. First pitch is set for 6:35 against the Tulsa Drillers, as fans will be treated to the largest fireworks show in all of Northwest Arkansas following the game on Monday, July 4th, thanks to our friends at Walmart. What better way to celebrate Independence Day than a night at the ballpark? To purchase your 4th of July tickets before the game sells out, visit nwanaturals.com.
What's more exciting than a rally-ending double play or a walk-off home run? A day at the Scott Family Amazium. Explore science, technology, engineering, art, and math in the Amazium's 50,000-square-foot exhibit gallery filled with hands-on, interactive experiences for the entire family. Discover, wonder, create, and learn inside and outside the museum. The Amazium ignites the curious, creative kid in everyone. Open every day except Tuesdays. Double your play and make your day amazing with a visit to the Scott Family Amazium in Bentonville. Plan your visit at amazium.org.
This is Anthony Veneziano, and you're listening to Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
We go to the bottom of the third inning. Anthony Veneziano threw two scoreless with the Naturals leading 1-0. It's not scoreless anymore. Dio Edias, the first pitch he sees,
He hits onto Texas Rangers drive in left field. The fan races through the open gate and across the street. Let's hope it hits someone's apartment. Goodness gracious. Gio Edias. First pitch he sees absolutely uncorks it. Had to have been just as far as Sula Matias' home run last night. Right over the middle of the plate, and Edias did not miss that pitch. There's a drum line here, too. Goodness gracious. Anyone else just hear that? I don't even know. That cleared the in-touch home run terrace in left field. Absolutely left the stadium. A Jordan Procession, the catcher, bats. Now we're tied at 1-1 in the third inning. Procession looks at a calm strike. One sends the 0-1 pitch on a fly to left center field. Who's going to get it? John Reeve calls off Tucker Bradley. They nearly collide in left center field, but Bradley turns out of the way just in time. Sly smiles on both of their faces. There's one gone in the third inning for J.P. Martinez. Kicks in the first pitch. Bouncing ball. Bunted to the right side. Veneziano off the first base side of the rubber. Tries to barehand toss it to first. He can't. And Martinez is safe at first with an infield single. It's just a bunt about halfway between the mound and first base in no man's land. Veneziano, only way that he was going to get it would be kind of to volley the ball off the ground towards first base. That's the only way he'd get the out. Ezekiel Duran bats. First pitch is called a strike to the Frisco designated hitter. No balls in one strike. He flied out to right field on a 10-pitch at-bat in the bottom of the first inning. Double play depth up the middle. Southpaw Veneziano to the right-hander Duran. Fouled over the screen on a line. The back of the seating bowl. And the count is no balls and two strikes. So we're tied at one in the bottom of inning three here in Frisco. Naturals and Rough Riders, third of a six-game series. The series split one game apiece so far. And the 0-2. Ground ball bounces off the heel of the glove of the third baseman Glendinning and kicks into left field. Martinez goes first to third, and Duran pulls into second. I guess that's going to be ruled a double, and the Rough Riders have two runners in scoring position. Kind of a weird play. It was hit straight into the ground out in front of home plate. Glendinning ranged to his right. I don't know if it hit off the bag or his glove. The replay didn't show a good angle of it. Now it's Dustin Harris, the left-handed hitting left fielder. Struck out the first inning. Bats with two runners in scoring position and one out. And the first pitch is lined into center field for a base hit. Martinez scores from third. Duran's going to stop at third base. RBI single for Dustin Harris. Puts the Rough Riders on top. 2-1's the score here in the third inning. Derek Lewis, the Naturals pitching coach, is going to come out for a conversation. Time now for this amazing date in baseball history. It's brought to you by the Scott Family Amazium. Make your best play with the Amazium's interactive experiences designed to inspire curious and creative play. We're going to go back to 2016, April the 21st. The Naturals beat the Tulsa Drillers 5-2 from Arvest Ballpark. And all five Naturals runs came in the fifth inning. Third baseman Hunter Dozier led the way. He went 2-for-4 with a double run scored and two runs batted in. So to start the third inning, Bubba Starling singled home Ramon Torres. I should say to begin the scoring in the third inning, Bubba Starling singled home Ramon Torres. Then Hunter Dozier singled in Adalberto Mondesi and Bubba Starling. Then after Dozier and Orlando Calixte pulled off a double steal, Zane Evans doubled the two of them in for the five-run frame. Tulsa scored a pair of runs in the fifth inning, but the Naturals 5 were too much to overcome. Runners on the corners with one out. Blaine Krim, the right-handed first baseman, right-handed hitting first baseman, takes the pitch outside for ball one. Count is one ball and no strikes. Double play depth up the middle. Veneziano kicks, delivers. Pitch misses high. Two balls and no strikes. Please let me know. Let me know your thoughts. Do you like this amazing day in baseball history being more Naturals related? I've been digging into this day in Naturals history a lot recently. Trying to familiarize myself with the history of the franchise. 2-0 misses down and away. The count to three balls and no strikes on Blaine Crim. So the inning began with Theo Edias, a solo home run, first pitch of the inning. Jordan Procession flied out to center field, and J.P. Martinez singled. Ezekiel Duran doubled, and Dustin Harris singled in J.P. Martinez. 3-0 on Blaine Crim, who singled to begin the second. The pitch misses outside. And that's a four-pitch walk to Blaine Crim. The first walk of the evening for Anthony Veneziano loads the bases. Crim on first, Harris up to second, and Ezekiel Duran now on third base. The bases are loaded for Justin Foscue, the second baseman. First pitch to the second baseman, misses down and away. Count is a ball and no strikes. Foscue, ranked by MLB Pipeline as the number 5 prospect in the Rangers system. Baseball America has him at number 6. The 1-0 pitch is driven deep in the air to left center field. And that's a grand slam. Just barely, the ball clears the yellow line in left center field. Bounces on a rainbow that's behind the outfield wall, back onto the field of play. Justin Foscue clears the bases with a grand slam. The Rough Riders break this one open. It's now 6-1, a 6-run third inning. Goodness gracious me, oh my. First pitch to Jonathan Ornelas is a broken bat line drive into center field over the glove of the leaping second baseman Michael Massey. And into center field for a base hit. So we're looking at now 6 consecutive base runners on by the Frisco Rough Riders. Ornelas on first, and it's the 9th man to hit this inning, Kellen Strom. First pitch to Kellen Strom in for strike one. Snowballs in one strike. A one misses. Count is even, one ball and one strike. No activity in the Naturals bullpen. So right now this is Anthony Veneziano's trouble to work out of. A 6-run third inning for Frisco. Riders leading 6-1. The 1-1 pitch. Fastball inside, fisted foul. Lands about 6 rows back of the netting to the left of the Naturals dugout. The count's a ball and 2 strikes. One ball and 2 strikes. Veneziano checks over at first. Kicks and delivers. Called for an automatic ball. Interesting. He was into his motion. He had to see a replay of that. That's the second automatic ball called on a Naturals pitcher this week. First one was Stephen Woods Jr. on Tuesday. 2-2's the count. Pitch misses down and in. The count's now full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Three balls, 2 strikes. One out, a runner on first is Jonathan Ornelas. 6 straight base runners. 3 singles, a double, and a grand slam home run. make it seven straight as Kellen Strom draws a walk. Takes ball four down and away. Now we'll start to see some stirring in the Naturals bullpen in the right field corner. It looks like it'll be the left-hander Zach Phillips up and throwing. So the Rough Riders have batted around. It's the man who began this inning, Dio Edias, the third baseman of the plate. Two on, one out. Veneziano's first pitch misses outside. One ball and no strikes. Edias, first pitch swinging. Crushed a home run out of the stadium to left field to begin this inning. Really kickstart the Frisco rally. Veneziano, the 1-0. Fisted foul back to the screen. The count's even, one ball and one strike. So a home run from Edias, then procession flied out to center field. That's the only out of the inning so far. Martinez singled, Duran doubled, Harris singled in a run, Krim walked to load the bases, Foscue a grand slam, Ornelas a single, Strom a walk. 1-1, misses outside. It's two balls and a strike. Field shaded to pull with the Rough Riders leading by five and threatening for more. 2-1 pitch. This is down and in. Three balls and one strike. Anthony Veneziano's struggles are incredibly fascinating to me. He just does not look like the pitcher he was last year. Whether it's lack of control, I don't know exactly what. He doesn't look himself. Pickoff move back to second as he spins and throws. Ornelas back in the head first dive to second base. Three and one on Dio Edias. The pitch from Veneziano. Fly ball into left center field. Rave charges in, reaches up and makes the grab in left center. The natural center fielder has it. Finally the second out after seven in a row reach. And now Jordan Procession in danger of being the final out of the inning. Procession flied out to center field for the first out of the third inning. Now he bats with two outs and two runners on. Left-handed hitting catcher Procession awaits the first pitch. Lines it foul to the left. Gets out of play onto the concourse. No balls and one strike. Veneziano has, while he's facing his 11th batter, he's only thrown 26 pitches. Only hit air quotes there. The pitch. This is inside. 1-1. He's really had some laborious innings this season. Threw over 70 pitches, only three innings of work on Friday. Pitch. Line drive. Over the glove of the leaping second baseman, Michael Massey, and into right field. Sully Matias comes up firing the ball. Jake Means cuts off his throw and runs into score. Jonathan Ornelas scores from second. Kellen Strom goes first to third. It's an RBI single for Jordan Procession. Make it 7-1 Rough Riders. Michael Massey leapt all the way up the ladder. Just couldn't quite get there. That'll be the end of the day for Anthony Veneziano. As Chris Widger, the Naturals manager, is out to grab the ball. Make the move to Zach Phillips. Riders strike for seven in the second inning, and Veneziano can't work his way out. Zach Phillips is coming in. We'll be back after this on the Naturals Baseball Network.
At Today Cleaners, we'd like to invite you to try out our services and experience professionalism and affordability for yourself. With numerous dry cleaning and laundry options available, we're convinced you'll find the service you need. Today Cleaners now offers free pickup and delivery right to your home or office. Download our Today Cleaners app on your iPhone or Android to schedule a pickup today. And visit todaycleaners.net or stop by 1250 Market Square Drive in Springdale for more information.
At Beaver Water District, our lineup runs hard every hour of the day, 365 days a year, to supply clean, safe drinking water to Northwest Arkansas.
Nice catch.
while our defense works to protect our drinking water source, Beaver Lake. The team at Beaver Water District supports the high quality of life and growth here in Northwest Arkansas, and we are proud to say, go Naturals.
Oh, I don't feel so good.
Honey, I know it's dollar hot dog night, but that doesn't mean you should eat 12 of them.
I love a good value, and I love hot dogs.
You want value? Check out Unify Financial Credit Union. Not only do they have free checking and competitive loan rates, but they have locations in Bentonville, Rogers, Springdale, Fayetteville, and Siloam Springs.
Unify Financial Credit Union, serving Northwest Arkansas. For more information, visit unifyfcu.com or phone 877-254-9328. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
And Unify won't hurt your sensitive tummy.
This is left-handed pitcher Zach Phillips, and I'm taking the mound. You are tuned in to Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Back at the ballpark, it's the bottom of the third inning. Frisco leads a lot to a little. 7-1's our score here in the third. Anthony Veneziano faces 11 batters in the third inning. He can only get two outs. Zach Phillips, the left-hander, takes over with Jordan Procession on first, Kellen Strom on third, and two outs here in the third inning. J.P. Martinez bats, the leadoff hitter for Frisco, and takes ball one down low. One ball and no strikes to Martinez, who singled earlier this inning and came around to score. Lefty-on-lefty matchup, the 1-0. Ground ball hits softly to the second baseman, Massey. Shuffles to his right where the shortstop, Garcia, is waiting on the bag for his toss. Jordan Procession forced out at second. That'll be the third out here in the third inning. Well, the disaster inning for the Naturals. 7 runs score on. Give me a second here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 hits. No errors and a pair of walks. The Rough Riders leave 2 runners on. So, Frisco leads the Naturals 7-1. We go to the fourth here at Riders Field.
Hey Naturals fans, Walmart is a proud sponsor of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. From the beginning, Walmart has had its roots in our community. For more than 50 years, from around the neighborhood to around the world, Walmart has helped people save money so they can live better. Summertime has always meant games at the ballpark or play-by-play on the radio, gathering with family and friends, and sharing a meal or a snack with the ball game on in the background. So sit back and enjoy the game, and feel free to stop by Walmart if you need anything. Let's go Naturals. Save money. Live better, Walmart.
Attending a Northwest Arkansas Naturals game at Arvest Ballpark is even more fun in a group of family and friends. Special group ticket rates are available for groups of 11 or more at each Naturals home game. Consider our home plate party deck for 30 to 100 people, or the Bud Light home run porch for groups of 40 or more. But let's be real, nothing beats a Naturals game in a suite for groups of 4 or as many as 55. To reserve a group outing or suite rental for a game this summer, visit nwanaturals.com.
Whether you're remodeling, landscaping, or building a new home, Midwest Block and Brick has what you need. From fire pit kits, driveways and sidewalks, and amazing outdoor entertainment areas, we have you covered. Visit our website, MidwestBlock.com, to create your own building ideas, and then let Midwest Block and Brick provide the finishing touches on your unique and modern landscape project. Come see us at 1589 Electric Avenue in Springdale. We're gearing up for springtime and summer so we can accommodate any new project or remodel. Midwest Block and Brick. Made in America since 1948.
Now, let's go back to Frisco. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
On to the fourth inning. Rough Riders lead the Naturals 7-1. Suli Matias leads off the top of the fourth inning and takes the first pitch from Justin Slayton for a strike. Counts no balls in one strike. Suli, John Raven, Robbie Glendinning. 4, 5, and 6 here in the Naturals' fourth. Next pitch is fouled off the mask of the catcher Procession. No balls and two strikes. Slayton now has a wee bit of run support. 7-run bottom of the third inning for the Rough Riders. Matias behind 0-2, the pitch. That one's well struck. Deep in the air to left center field. Strom goes back. He looks up. It is gone. Suli Matias over the berm for his second home run in as many games. Well, the Naturals are going to inch a little bit closer as Matias circles the bases. Second run of the game, Naturals now down by 5. It's 7-2 here in the fourth from Frisco. Oh, my goodness, did Suli give that ball a ride. I have to text Zach Bigley, the voice of the Rough Riders, to get a distance on that one. Goodness gracious, Suli Matias. Now John Rave bats. Takes the first pitch low for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Left-handed hitter. He homered his last time up. And the pitch called strike two. Called strike one, I beg your pardon. One ball and one strike. Rave has two home runs this week, as Sulu Matias does as well. The 0-1, or the 1-1, skips low in the dirt. Two balls and a strike. I'm doing that thing again where I rely on the scoreboard instead of the notes I've taken in my own book. What are we doing, Nicholas? Two balls and a strike on Rave. The pitch. This is outside. Counts three balls and one strike. The Naturals down by 5, 7-2 in the fourth inning. Time called. Rave steps back in. I don't know what's going on. Is he waiting to see if... waiting to see what the count is, or... Well, John Rave is just standing outside the batter's box right now, looking incredibly confused. I don't know what about. The umpires are going to convene out in front of home plate. Ben Engstrom, the home plate umpire, with the crew chief, Jake Bruner, our first base umpire, and the third base umpire, Alex Nash. So they're gathered in between the mound and home plate off to the first base side of the infield grass. Rave just wasn't getting in the batter's box. I'm guessing he thought an automatic ball should have been called on the pitcher. The pitch clock was at zero. The pitch hadn't been delivered. Umpires are talking it out. Going to say the count is 3-1. I'm not sure what I missed. But... now the 3-1 misses for ball four. Rave tosses his bat towards the dugout. Jumps down to first base. So Rave aboard with a walk after all that confusion. I have heard stories of some players testing to see if the pitch clock is actually going to be enforced. They'll just stand there and knock into the box until an automatic strike is called. Not that John Rave was going to do that. Here's Robbie Glendinning, the Australian third baseman. He takes the first pitch inside for ball one. Count is one ball and no strikes. Slayton comes set in front of the letters. 1-0 to Glendinning. In for a called strike. One ball and one strike. Rave leads from first, leaning towards second. 1-1 to Glendinning. Big swing and a miss. Nearly swings out of his shoes. Off balance hack. Brings the count to a ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes. No outs here in the fourth inning. A run home. And the leadoff home run from Sulu Matias. So Glendinning behind the count, a ball and two strikes. Naturals trailing by 5, 7-2 here in the fourth. Slayton, the 1-2 to Glendinning. And the pitch. Outside corner, ring him up, strike three called. Robbie Glendinning down looking, the fourth strikeout for Slayton this evening. And there's our first out of the fourth inning.
The catcher, Logan Porter.
Glendinning frozen by a fastball in the outer half of the plate. A tough pitch to do anything with. Logan Porter, the batter, the catcher, looks at a called strike one. Counts no balls and one strike. We've seen Porter DH and play first base splitting his time this season, but with Tyler Crapley going to the injured list at the start of this week, Porter now the Naturals' backup catcher to Sebastian Rivera. The 0-1 pitch. This is down and away. Picked to the dirt by Procession to save the wild throw from going to the backstop. That counts even one ball and one strike. So on Tuesday, it was Tyler Crapley to the injured list. Gavin Stupinski off the development list onto the Naturals active roster. Move over to first. Rave back in with a dime. Today, Walter Pennington was called up from High A Quad Cities. Zach Hockey put on the development list. Right on right matchup. The 1-1 to Porter. Misses down and away. Two balls and a strike. Two balls, a strike to Porter. Infield shaded a pull for the right-handed hitter. Struck out looking in the second. Slayton readies the 2-1 and the pitch. Big swing and a miss. Chases the slider down and away. The count's even. Two balls and two strikes. Two-two pitch, misses down and away, ball three, runner going, throw down to second, gets past the second baseman, Foscue, into shallow center field, not far enough for Rave to head to third. So that's his third stolen base of the season, the natural second of the game, and the count now full on Logan Porter, three balls and two strikes. Three balls and two strikes. One out, a runner on second base. John Rave now in scoring position for the Naturals. Slayton steps off to reset the pitch clock. As the sign. Payoff to Logan Porter. On the way, here's the 3-2. Foul into the ground. We'll do it once more. Three balls and two strikes. Don't make the box store mistake and buy a mower from somewhere that has no service, no repair shop, and no parts. Visit Straits Lawn & Garden today and see the largest selection of Gravely mowers. That's Straits Lawn & Garden in Springdale. 3-2 on Logan Porter. We'll do it again. The payoff pitch upcoming. On the way. Here's the pitch. Porter skies it foul to the right. Gets out of play to the back of the seating bowl. Bounces onto the concourse. Do it again. Three balls and two strikes. Oh, it just smells so good. I've said this each of the last two nights. It smells like caramelized almonds, maybe. Some kind of candied nut. 3-2 to Logan Porter. Misses down and away for ball four. The Naturals draw their fifth walk of the game. Porter now on first with Rave still on second. Look, if you're Frisco, that's not the worst thing. Up by five runs. The double play is now in order, and it could get you out of the inning. You're not necessarily worried about that extra run scoring at this stage in the game. Here comes the pitching coach for Frisco, Jeff Andrews, in his ninth season with the team. Out for a chat of the mound. And we'll use this time to take a look around the Texas League with our out-of-town scoreboard presented by Walmart. Save money. Live better. So a full slate of action today across the Texas League. We'll start things out in Springfield, where the Tulsa Drillers lead the Springfield Cardinals 5-3 at Hammonds Field. Tulsa's taken each of the first two games of this series. Top of the fourth inning from Corpus Christi, the Arkansas Travelers, three runs in the third and three in the fourth, lead the Corpus Christi Hooks 6-0. They have two runners on, threatening for more in the fourth. Top of the third inning in Amarillo, San Antonio Missions are running the first, lead the Side Poodles 1-0. At top of the second in Wichita, the Wind Surge, a three-run first inning, lead the Midland Rockhounds 3-1. So San Antonio leads Amarillo 1-0 in the third. Wichita leads Midland 3-1 in the second. Arkansas leads Corpus Christi 6-0 in the fourth. Tulsa leads Springfield 5-3 in the fifth. And that's your Texas League out-of-town scoreboard presented by Walmart. Jake Means bats, the right-handed hitting first baseman. Two runners on with one out. The first pitch to Means. Big swing and a miss. Can't time his swing with the changeup. Comes up empty for strike one. Struck out looking to end the second. The pitch to Means. Big swing and a miss. The count's new balls and two strikes. means prior to this series had the Naturals' only home run of the season through the first nine games. His two-run shot on Sunday, April the 10th, the second inning at Springfield, was the Naturals' only round-tripper. Didn't hit one last week at home against Wichita. Slayton, the 0-2 to Means, misses down and away. One ball and two strikes on the 95-mile-an-hour fastball. I'll do it one more time, at least. Infield play to pull. Two runners on and one out for the Naturals, trailing 7-2 in the fourth. And the 1-2 pitch. Means looks at breaking ball, called strike three. Down looking for the second time today. Means is retired. On the second out, fifth strikeout for Justin Slayton as a loose ball gets onto the warning track in left field. Some kids playing catch lost control of one of their throws. Now Tucker Bradley, the left-handed hitting left fielder bats with Rave on second, Porter on first. Two outs here in the fourth inning, a run home for the Naturals. Slayton's first pitch to Bradley is lined into center field. Strom's going to charge in to make the grab on the run. Held up just a bit too long. Frisco center fielder hauls it in for the third and final out of the fourth inning. But the Naturals add a run on the leadoff home run from Sully Matias. No errors, and two runners left on. 7-2 Natural, or 7-2 Rough Riders as we go to the bottom of the fourth from Frisco.
Sophia and Chris Garcia came to Arvest Bank looking to get a home loan. Let's hear what happens.
Chris and Sophia, thanks for choosing me as your lender in the Arvest Home for Me app. And now...
There's more paperwork to do.
Nope, I got the info you sent through the app. And now...
Wait to hear from someone at your main office.
No. Now you're pre-qualified and ready to find your new home.
Wow.
And I'll be with you every step of the way.
That's...
helpful.
Very helpful.
Home loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help. Equal housing lender.
Feels good as we stand on the shore, but our hearts are still jumping. Grab another Coke and let's dive in. So we can feel forever, yet feel together, be real together. And no one can stop me when I taste the feeling.
Coca-Cola, it's a cap-twisting, bubbles-fizzing, refreshing-sipping, moment-stopping, nothing-topping this feeling. So grab a Coke today and taste the feeling.
Hi, I'm Matt Mobby with Professional Business Systems. Back in 1986, we started providing Northwest Arkansas with the finest in office technology. A lot has changed since then. Over the years, we've adapted to offer the latest cutting-edge business solutions. But one thing that hasn't changed, we still guarantee a four-hour response time to every call. If you're ready to take your business to the next level and experience service you can trust, call Professional Business Systems at 636-0001 or find us online at pbsteam.com.
Now, let's go back to Frisco. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Naturals trail the Rough Riders 7-2. Zach Phillips used two pitches to get the final out of the third inning. He's back out for the fourth, and the first pitch he sends to Ezekiel Duran is lofted in the air to right field. Sully Matias ranges to his right and makes the grab in right center. So Ezekiel Duran flies out to Sully Matias. There's one guy in the fourth inning. Naturals added a run at the top of the fourth on the leadoff home run from Sully Matias. Second home run of the game. Both teams have one home run. Now here's Dustin Harris, the left-handed hitting left fielder. Fouls the first pitch back. Count is no balls and one strike. The pitch. This is a tad low. One ball and one strike. Phillips kicks and delivers. Line drive snared by the first baseman, Jake Means, right into his glove for the second out. And that's our Breeze Airways seriously nice play of the game. Breeze has high flexibility booking, which allows you to rebook or cancel up to 15 minutes prior to the scheduled departure without penalty. How good's that? We're two gone here in the fourth. First pitch from Phillips to Blaine Krim misses inside for ball one. Counts 1-0. Krim has reached base twice today. Singled in the second, walked and scored in the third. Next pitch misses outside. It's 2-0. Kick and the pitch. Fly ball. Foul off to the right. And the count now, 1-1. I thought someone caught it. Now it fell in between seats. I guess that's kind of fun. And the pitch. Skied in the air. Down the right field line into foul territory. Means can't get there in time as it bounces on the warning track. Watches it helplessly. And the count stays. We're now 1-2. 1-2. The pitch. Fly ball again down the right side, foul territory. Means a step in front of the warning track, loses it in the wind. The ball bounces behind him on the grass in foul territory. Foul ball keeps the count at 1-2. I mean, that wind is blowing something fierce. So, look, if there's no wind, he's camped under that ball perfectly. It just took it behind him. The 2-2. Grounded to the right side. Softly to the second baseman, Massey, up and over to first. And it's a 1-2-3 bottom of the fourth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. No runners left on. We go to the fifth. Naturals trailing by 5. It's 7-2.
John's Quality Roofing has been installing and repairing roofs in the Northwest Arkansas area for over 20 years, offering free roofing repair inspections and insurance assistance. When you contact John's, a member of their team will visit your home and do their best to assess your roof and give you the best advice for your specific needs. John's Quality Roofing, your local Northwest Arkansas roofing contractor, serving you since 1999. For more information or to set up an appointment, visit www.johnsqualityroofing.com today.
When quality, value, and energy savings matter most, you need to choose Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Our award-winning, made-in-America, double and triple-pane replacement windows and industry-leading warranties make Window World the number one choice for your next home remodel. Plus, we also offer the best entry doors, patio doors, vinyl siding, and guttering for your home. Truly making us the brand you can trust. Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Call today for a free in-home estimate.
We won't be beat.
Pleasant Tire Service is the low price leader on tires. We have a huge selection in stock and ready to install now. Plus, we offer unbeatable service, including our 4 tires, 1 hour guarantee. On top of that, our Pleasant Tire Service card and no credit needed financing options can make the purchase easy on your budget. Now open in Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontitown, and Siloam Springs. Find your nearest store at PleasantTireService.com. The best service, the biggest selection, and the lowest price. That's Plaza Tire Service.
Now let's go back to Frisco. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
We go to the top of the fifth inning from Riders Field in Frisco. Naturals trailing the Rough Riders 7-2. Zach Phillips, a 1-2-3 bottom of the fourth. And some work to do with a new pitcher into the game for the Frisco Rough Riders. It's the left-hander Grant Wolfram. So the starting pitcher, Justin Slayton, goes 4 innings, allows 2 runs on 2 hits, both of them home runs. Walks 5 and strikes out 5 as well. And a special guest up with us in the booth for the next few innings, the voice of the American Association's Kansas City Monarchs, a good mate of mine, Dan Vaughn. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good, Nicholas. It's good to see you in here in DFW. Glad you're here.
Yeah, absolutely. Really glad to be here. That's the first pitch to Michael Garcia, misses for 1. Count is 1-0. I introduced you as the voice of the Monarchs, but you wear a lot of hats. Tell us, what are you up to?
I do. I wear a lot of hats, of course, with the Kansas City Monarchs.
Pitch misses outside, 2-0.
And I work with the Australian Baseball League, in particular with the Perth Heat in the Australian Baseball League, and also Talking Baseball Australia.
Well, the Australian Baseball League is how we got to know each other originally. The pitch. Fly down the right field line, gets out of play, foul.
And I make my home here in Dallas, and this is just a short little drive up before I head to Kansas City in a couple of weeks.
So you're really a world traveler all over the place.
Yes. Sioux Falls to Perth, right?
2-0 on Michael Garcia, the left-hander Wolfram. Set of the belts, the infield play to pull. Kicks the 2-1. Line foul over the netting and into the stands. 2-0. And I teased this on Twitter in the picture I just tweeted. You have a few different connections to this Naturals team that I'm really looking forward to digging into because it's kind of uncanny.
It is a baseball world colliding, like one big baseball asteroid.
The 2-2 misses high, and it's 3-2 on Michael Garcia.
My second job in baseball was in AA Jacksonville back in the mid-90s when I was a very young man like you. And when Chris Widger was our catcher.
How about that?
Yeah, that's connection number one.
3-2 to Garcia. Bounce to the shortstop, Ornelas. Charges, takes a couple of shuffle steps, and fires over to first. Beats Garcia by a step for the first out.
Number two, I am a dear, dear friend, a mate of Robbie Glendinning.
Yes,
family
yes.
friend as well. Robbie and I go back a couple years, but playing for the Perth Heat. He's a Western Australia, now playing for Melbourne.
Yep.
And Robbie and I are dear mates and good friend of the family. And then one more connection.
One more connection.
Yes.
Nick Lofton bats. First pitch to the Naturals designated hitter. Bounces in front of home plate. Counts 1-0.
Ryan Grotejohn, who is with the Naturals, part of the Kansas City Monarchs 2021 American Association Championship team. He was
what a
good
huge team that was.
A huge team. Great team.
1-0 on Nick Lofton. Bases empty with one out. Naturals trailing 7-2 here in the fifth. The pitch is foul to the right. 1-1.
And as I tweeted out, my Double-A world, with the I'm a Texas Ranger fan
sure.
growing up here in the Metroplex,
yep.
and then living in Kansas City this summer. I got the Double-A Royals as well, so
yeah.
all my worlds are colliding. ABLU, I mean,
incredible.
You, it's just like this crazy world.
The 1-1 to Lofton. Misses inside, 2-1. Did you see that home run Robbie Glendinning hit yesterday?
I did see the highlight. I saw it, and I was very fired up as I messaged his folks, said, I'm going to see him tomorrow. I missed him by one day.
Oh.
They said, well, you know, they were watching, listening, watching.
2-1 on Lofton. Here's the pitch. Fouled off to our right. 2 balls and 2 strikes on the Naturals' designated hitter.
As we call it in Australia, Breckian baseball.
Breckian baseball.
In the West at that time, hit the home run was about 9 in the morning. So a perfect time to get up, have a coffee, watch your son hit a home run in Breckian baseball.
I see. It was his dad's birthday?
Yes, it was his dad's birthday. It was.
2-2 on Lofton on the way. Misses downstairs, and for the second straight batter, we're full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Michael Massey waits on deck. I don't know how you got used to that time change going from Dallas to Perth. That's about the opposite side of the world.
It is.
3-2 to Lofton. That one is drilled in the air, deep to left center field. Strong back, and it's going to be caught in the alley by the left fielder, Harris. I mean, that ball was very hard hit by Nick Lofton, but it dies just in front of the warning track for the second out.
That thing was going to get the gap, but held up just enough. A little breezy tonight up here.
I was going to say, I was expecting that almost to go out just because of the breeze. It was a 25-mile-an-hour wind at first pitch. Now it's the left-handed hitting second baseman, Michael Massey. Base is empty with 2 outs. Naturals trailing by 5. 7-2 here in the top of inning 5. Chatting with Dan Vaughn as the first pitch to Massey misses down and away. Yeah, that time change. Perth has to be close to the other side of the world.
It
from
is.
Dallas.
It's one of the most isolated cities in the world, but a beautiful place, Western Australia. And my wife, when I'm there and she's here in Dallas, it can be a little tough on communication, especially at 3 in the morning when she calls me saying, hey.
1-0 misses outside.
Hey, honey, the water pipes broke, and I'm sleeping over in Perth, and it's 2 in the afternoon in the States.
You sound like you're speaking from experience.
Yes. Oh, this has happened. This happened, Nicholas.
Oh, my goodness.
It's happened.
2-0 on Michael Massey, the natural second baseman, 0-2 today. And the pitch. Ground ball yanked foul just outside the first baseline, 2-1. Oh, I only made one trip to Perth
yes.
back in the 1920 season. It was January 2020. Right before we were so I don't know, ignorance, not the right word, so happy, blissful, didn't know what the world was about to come to.
No.
But I really enjoyed my trip out to WA.
Yeah, what was ahead? About 2 years of nothing, right?
Yeah, something like that. 2 balls and a strike on Michael Massey. A lefty's pitch. High for a ball. 3 balls and a strike. You know, it was actually on that trip to Perth that I first learned what COVID was
right.
from one John Kennedy. We were on a ride in the van to the field that
right.
day from the hotel. He's talking about this new virus in China. I'm like, that won't be a problem. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. And the count's full. 3 balls and 2 strikes.
And we had got a road trip, Perth, and gone to play Canberra in the playoffs. And I was worried about wildfires in New South Wales and
That's
ACT.
Right.
And they talked about this virus, but I'm thinking, what are you talking about?
3-2, the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Michael Massey down, swinging. Naturals brought 3 full counts to the plate but are unable to do anything with them as the new pitcher Wolfram retires the side in order. 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no runners left on for the Naturals. Halfway through tonight's ballgame after 4.5, Frisco leads 7-2.
Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale has a Gravely mower for you. Wide price range, lots of nice features, and made in the USA. Don't make the box store mistake where you have no service or repair parts after the sale. Buy from a reputable dealer who has parts and service after the sale and will take care of all of your mowing needs. That's Straits Lawn and Garden, Springdale.
Enjoy the ultimate in pricing and flexibility with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Flex Pack. Our most popular mini pack provides you 30 discounted and undated vouchers to sit in your preferred seating area. Best of all, you can use them all at once or any combination of games throughout the year. Stop by the Arvest Ballpark box office on the day of the game to exchange those vouchers and you'll get the best available seats in your chosen seating area. It's that easy. To lock in your Naturals Flex Pack, visit NWANaturals.com.
You know, fans, Tyson Foods and the Naturals have a lot in common. For starters, we've both got a pretty great team, and we've got some heavy hitters in our lineup. Some members of our starting lineup are Tyson Chicken, Jimmy Dean, Ballpark, Hillshire Farm, State Fair, and Wright Brand Bacon. And just like the Naturals, we're proud to call Springdale our home. Check out our whole roster and get to know us better at TysonFoods.com.
I'm pitcher Anthony Veneziano, and you're tuned in to Northwest Arkansas Natural Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Halfway home, the Naturals trail the Frisco Rough Riders 7-2. Nick Batters joined by Dan Vaughn here from Riders Field. As we go to the fifth inning, a tough start for Anthony Veneziano, but Zach Phillips has been good, retired all four batters he's faced, and starts Justin Foskew off with a ball outside, 1-0. Foskew, Jonathan Ornelas, and Kellen Strom. 5, 6, and 7 due up for the Riders. The pitch is skied in the air to right field. Sully Matias charges in. Has the ball in his sights as the wind maybe takes it a little bit, but makes the catch for the first out. Dan, where were we? We were talking about memories in Perth of the Australian wildfires right before COVID hit. I think that was the big thing at the time. It was the wildfires that were shutting down games and making the air quality bad. We weren't even really too focused on that virus.
No, we weren't. And we were broadcasting the game. Paul Morgan, by the way, Paul, if you're tuned in Australia, good morning to you, mate. But we were doing our playoff broadcast in Canberra, and we were told that, hey, you got about we're one tick away from being unable to play with air quality.
A one pitch is popped foul. The catcher, Porter, loses his mask as it bounces first row of seats behind the net. And that's always a tough one as a catcher.
And they got that 1 through 10 air meter. We were right there at 9. They said, if it goes to 10, we're not playing tonight. And we were, I mean, it was a stuffy. It's, of course, Australia summer, so it's in the 90-degree Fahrenheit range. And, boy, we could barely breathe.
The 0-2. Line drive, left center field. That's going to drop in for a base hit. So that's the first base runner that Zach Phillips has allowed. Ornelas aboard with a one-out single. Find out why banking customers love the Arvest Go mobile banking app from Arvest Bank. Visit arvest.com/go for details. So now Kellen Strom bats, the right-handed hitting center fielder. Runner on first and one out in the bottom of the fifth. Riders lead to the Naturals 7-2. And between your time in the minor leagues, the American Association, the EBL, you've seen some really good baseball and a lot of good players, too.
I really have, and one of them is your manager.
That's true, yeah. Give us some Chris Widger stories. What do you have?
Chris Widger, I always recall Chris Widger back in 94. He was a double-A prospect with Seattle. He was a very good prospect because he made the big leagues, obviously. Right. A team with Ron Valone.
A-1. Bouncing ball hit to the shortstop. Garcia takes it to the backhand, goes to second for one. Massillon to first. What a double play!
Ooh, got it.
6-4-3. The Naturals turn it. And just as quickly as Zach Phillips is into some trouble, he works out of it. Pitcher's best friend, the 6-4-3 double play ball. We'll let you continue that story, Dan, when we go to the sixth inning. Naturals down by 5. It's 7-2.
The Northwest Arkansas National Airport proudly offers nonstop routes to 24 destinations with 6 different airlines to choose from. From Los Angeles to New York City, XNA can get you there. So when you're starting to plan your next vacation destination or getting ready to book your business trip, Go to flyxna.com for more information on flight options. And remember, to fly safe, fly local, fly XNA.
Golf USA Fayetteville is as golf as it gets. From beginner to PGA Tour member, Golf USA has the experienced staff and the largest selection of the biggest names in golf to help you play better. We offer certified custom club fitting for brands like Callaway, Titleist, Mizuno, and more. And we have huge apparel selections from Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Travis Matthew. Swing by the store at 3184 North College in Fayetteville. Golf USA is your natural choice for golf in Northwest Arkansas.
In the mood for fun, winning, excitement? It's time to go where everybody goes. Indigo Sky Casino. Delicious food, live entertainment, and fun bars. A large, spacious gaming floor full of your favorite games and everybody's favorite, bingo. Come play in a safe, clean, exciting atmosphere. Come play and stay at Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
This is infielder Robbie Glendine. I'm coming to bat. You're locked into Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
We go to the sixth. Naturals trail the Frisco Rough Riders 7-2. It'll be Suli Matias, John Rave, and Robbie Glendine to bat here in the sixth inning against Grant Wolfram. And the first pitch to Suli Matias misses down and away for ball one. Naturals trail the Rough Riders 7-2, joined by friend of the Naturals, friend of a few different Naturals, Dan Vaughn. Suli Matias homered his last time up. The 0-1 misses outside. Counts even 1-1. That was a monster home run, but not as far as the one he hit yesterday.
Well, that one here earlier, the entire section I was sitting in, we're going, whoa, whoa, wow. And I love hearing the Naturals dugout. We're going nuts for that.
Big swing and a miss. Now behind in the count.
You know, I'll finish my story about Chris Widger for you. Widger, that team in 94, the Seattle AA club, had Alex Rodriguez as a young rookie. Mm. His AA, his last minor league games were with Chris Widger.
The pitch misses outside.
And I always remember Chris. He was such a really nice young man at the time, and of course about the same age. And he and Ron Valone would play video games. They'd plug him into the bus TVs, the old VHS TVs,
yeah.
And they'd play video games old school.
The pitch misses down low, and Suli Matias draws a walk to begin the top of the sixth inning.
And back then, that would have been like early PlayStation, that kind of thing. And they would play, you'd see these little TV, little VHS TV, or other seats. They'd be playing through the wee hours of the night across the Southern League. And, of course, Ron went on to play in the big leagues, Astros, Phillies.
Right.
And, of course, Widger on with the big leagues as well. But just remember those two guys having these competitive battles, playing video games on the bus.
Here's John Rave, the left-handed hitting center fielder. First pitch in for a called strike one.
And that was the old Jacksonville Suns. They were the AA of the Seattle Mariners that year. But a really fun year. It was my second year in the broadcast booth.
The 0-1. This is inside 1-1. Well, I told people with last year's Naturals team, my second year of minor league baseball, I was just absolutely spoiled with the level of talent we had between Bobby Witt Jr.,
right,
Nick Prado,
right.
MJ Melendez. We had a former ABLer, Rudy Martin, with us for the first month of the season.
Yes.
He tore it up. It's a fun group of guys. The 1-1 misses down and away. Two balls and a strike.
And what's crazy to think about, that Alex Rodriguez was only there for about 5 or 6 weeks, but you knew something special was coming.
Yeah.
You knew something special. You just had a certain feeling that this guy got on the bus. He was different.
Right. Two balls and a strike on Rave, the pitch. Bouncy ball hit to the second baseman, Foskey ranging to his right. Shuffles to second base for one. The shortstop, Ornell, is on to first. The ball gets past the first baseman, Krim, and into the Naturals' dugout. So John Rave on to second base now. One out with Suli Matias forced down to the fielder's choice. And this will bring a very good mate of yours, Robbie Glendine, into the plate.
Yes, Robbie is just, he's one of those rare, and not rare, but the Australians tend to sign very young. They don't go to college.
Right.
He went the college route, junior college, SEC at Missouri. One of those guys that played at the highest level, got the extra years of development. A lot of guys, international free agents, will sign that contract and they're washed out two or three years. He's gone the longer route and really developed his skills, and a big member of Team Australia. He's probably the next captain in waiting. He's that guy that helped the Australians get a chance at a medal the next time they play in international competition.
And this was something that I talked about with him. I had him on our pregame show last week, and he talked about how excited he is to see more and more Australians into the collegiate ranks, because it means that we're going to see more Australians at the professional level.
Exactly, exactly.
So Robbie Glendinning, the third baseman, bats. John Rave on second with one out here in the sixth. And the pitch, this is high for ball one.
Yeah, and you look at it, you know, from an American standpoint, you know, we send kids to college, they spend the 2, 3, 4, 5 years, whatever, but the Australian kids get really anxious. They want to sign that contract, because that money, I want to sign that contract, go right at it. And sometimes,
pitch, called the strike, one and one.
Sometimes they get a bit of their skis a bit, or maybe in Australian slang, they get a bit of their board a bit. They want to play so bad when they can have that extra time developing as a collegiate, you know, weight room and extra time to kind of develop the conditioning and the baseball rigors.
The 1-1 pitch. This is outside. Two balls and a strike to Glendinning.
And I've tried to explain to a lot of our Australian friends that our mates, have a better word, is that Robbie played at the highest level in Division One. The SEC is, you know, Big 12, SEC. That's pretty much it.
Doesn't get bigger than the SEC.
In the Pac-12, those are the biggies. And he played at the highest level.
The 2-1 pitch. Called the strike. 2-2. Had a good stint there, a good three-year run with the Pittsburgh Pirates organization.
Yes.
Now a new start with the Kansas City Royals. It's been so good to have him around. Someone that I got to know a little bit from afar, worked in the ABL. Good to have him here. 2-2 to Glendinning. This is down and in, and the count's full, 3-2.
And he was our guy on Talking Baseball Australia. We thought we were the next guy, and he got injured a couple of years ago, right during that whole COVID mess. And he's really trying to find his way back, but I think there's something here. I think there's really something here for the Royals.
Full count to Robbie Glendinning, the payoff pitch. High for ball four. Glendinning draws a walk as he flips his bat towards the dugout. That's his second walk of the game. And that's something we've seen a lot from Robbie Glendinning this season. He's been oh so patient at the plate, has drawn a ton of walks for the Naturals.
Yeah, good eye. And one more little nugget we talk about in Kansas City with the Monarchs, versatility. And Robbie playing third, playing first, playing second, you know, as you move up the ladder, those opportunities to be able to do those things. And I know that with the Monarchs, we like to see guys that can do multiple things. He can do that.
Logan Porter, the batter, the catcher, 0-for-1 today, a strikeout and a walk. First pitch to him misses. It's 1-0. And the Monarchs player, I don't think people give the American Association or independent baseball enough credit for how good the level of competition is. It's sensational.
Yeah, we've got Pete Cosma, for example, playing short. Matt Adams signed today by the Monarchs.
1-0, called the strike, 1-1.
And we've got up and down the lineup card guys like first-round pick Casey Gillespie, who was out of Wichita State, and Darnell Sweeney played with the Phillies a couple of years, and Gabby Guerrero, the Guerrero family.
Okay, yeah.
The cousin of Vladimir.
Both runners off the 1-1 pitch, called the strike, throw down to third bases, not in time, and the Naturals pull off the double steal, Rave into third, Glendinning up to second. Seen that a handful of times for the Naturals this year. Counts now 1-2 on Logan Porter with two runners in scoring position. Rave on third, Glendinning on second. Naturals trailing 7-2, down by 5 runs here in the sixth inning.
You know, our goal in Kansas City is to get these guys a chance to chase their major league dreams and, oh, by the way, win as well. And
exactly.
That's what we do there with the Monarchs, with the independent league. And we're no longer independent. We're now
1-2, misses outside.
We're now major league partners. That's
correct.
Changed things dramatically. We used to be
called
independent. We're now major league partners, and it gives guys a chance, and it really helps the big league clubs take a look at a guy.
Yep.
You know, let's look at this guy. And is he healthy? Is he still got it?
The 2-2. Outside, ball three. Count is full, 3-2. You see a right-hander warming in the Frisco bullpen in the left field corner. I love the configurations of the bullpens here at Riders Field. Nestled right in the stands. You have fans on three sides of you if you're warming up.
Yeah, some fan asked me, where are the bullpens at?
3-2 right pitch, misses low, ball four.
To your right there. This is a big spot here for you guys. I mean, this is a big one.
So the Naturals down by five, have the bases loaded. John Rave on third, Robbie Glendinning on second, Logan Porter on first. Jake Means coming to the plate today. He's 0-for-2 with two backwards Ks, a pair of strikeouts, looking in the scorebook. And he'd love nothing more than to find some outfield grass right now.
The I'd be remiss, too, Nicholas, if I didn't mention the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum in Kansas City, which is our partners with the Kansas City Monarchs. So the
what
Monarchs,
a great partnership that is.
Yes, great partnership. The museum there at 18th and Vine in KC. You go see the Royals, swing by there, and then come see us, and you can make it a big weekend of baseball.
Well, that's what I tried to do. I went down to Kansas City at the beginning of October. I went down to see former Natural Jonathan Heasley, who he ended up getting his first Major League win. It was October the 1st, a Friday. I went out to the Negro Leagues Museum on a Monday. I just didn't get into town at the right time to stop by the team store.
And I just left. I just left the day before.
Okay, that's right. Remember, yeah.
It's like, man, I was like already all the way in Oklahoma City or somewhere. I was already on the freeway.
We just missed each other.
Well, it's a great partnership in that we call it Rain Reborn, and we're so fortunate that Jackie Robinson played only one Negro League team. That was the Monarchs, only played, you know, the Dodgers, two clubs, and for us. Buck O'Neill goes to the Hall of Fame this summer. A legend in Kansas City and for the Negro Leagues.
First pitch to Jake Means, misses high for a ball.
But I encourage your listeners to make that stop there in Kansas City. It's really a life-changing experience about a time that unfortunately happened, but we've celebrated now. And I love the fact we're celebrating those guys as big leaguers.
1-1 misses away. Two balls and no strikes. One out here in the sixth inning. Bases are loaded. Nowhere to put Jake Means. The Naturals' first baseman and a really big chance. Even just one run here. A step in the right direction for the Naturals. The pitch. This is high. Three straight balls. It's 3-0.
I often say that you have a great job because you're double A with the Royals. But then again, as a broadcaster for me, I love the fact I've got the built-in history. And I love the fact that every night I get to talk about the Monarchs' history and that story. It's been an eye-opening experience for me as a broadcaster.
3-0. Call the strike. 3-1.
I'm learning things every night, and players I'd never heard of. I talked about a guy on my podcast, Hebby Johnson. Never heard of the guy. The guy could play in any decade, any time, any time frame. That's how good these guys are.
3-1 to Means. The pitch, big swing and a miss. Really swings out of his shoes. Count is full. 3-2.
Guys like Oscar Charleston, you know, players like that. You start looking that it was more than, you know, Jackie was a big deal. But it was more than Jackie. It was so many really great players.
3-2 on Jake Means with the bases loaded and one out. The payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Down on strikes for the third time tonight. And now it'll take at least a base hit to score a run for the Naturals. It'll be the left-handed hitting left fielder Tucker Bradley. And that will be the end of the line for Grant Wolfram. He faces eight batters. And Jared Getter will elect to bring in a right-hander to face the left-handed hitter. Can't say I've said that too many times before. Tucker Bradley will be due up. We're going to take a quick pause. Come back, continuing the top of the sixth inning after this on the Naturals Baseball Network.
What if there were a university where you earned a diploma and a resume? A career-minded university where you were empowered to learn, to lead, and to make a difference. A university whose tuition made it not just affordable, but the most affordable for your campus in Arkansas. What if, right? Turns out that university exists just down the hill in Fort Smith. The University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/join the pride.
Don't miss out on all of the food and drink specials at Arvest Ballpark during the 2022 season of Naturals Baseball. Enjoy Johnsonville Buckabrat every Tuesday night home game, $1.50 barbecue sliders on Wednesdays. Thirsty Thursdays feature $2 beers, $2 peanuts, $1 sodas, and $1 farm-rich mozzarella sticks. And of course, enjoy happy hour specials during our bullpen parties before the game on Friday and Saturday nights. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
Getting good grades? Crushed it. Robotics competitions? It's either first place or no place. Challenges? They come easy to me. I've faced them, conquered them, then prepared for the next one. But it's time for the next big challenge, the one that sets a tone for my life. It's time to get world-class training, technical skills, and the know-how to be prepared for a lifelong career. It starts by serving close to home with the Air National Guard. Visit GoANG.com or call 1-800-TOGOANG.
I'm outfielder Tucker Bradley, and you're tuned in to Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball. Let's get back to the ballpark with the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
the ballpark on a comfortable Thursday evening in North Texas. Naturals trail the Frisco Rough Riders 7-2. Nick Starr, the right-hander, comes in to pitch for Frisco, facing the left-handed hitting Tucker Bradley. For a call, strike one, the first pitch, 0-1. Nick Batters hanging out with Dan Vaughn. So glad to have your company tonight. Naturals have the bases loaded with two outs. Trying to get a run home here in the sixth. The pitch, 0-1, fouled off just to our left. Looping fly ball over the screen. Counts no balls and two strikes. What a great evening for baseball. Not too hot, not too cold.
I was telling you earlier, and I want to throw this out there for your listeners, too, about this area, because it's...
0-2 pitch. Again, fouled off just to our left.
I went to high school at Trinity Christian Academy, about 10 minutes south here on the toll road. Now, back in those days, to get from there to here was about a 35-minute drive because it was all farm-to-market
right.
roads. There was no freeway. There was nothing out here.
0-2 on Tucker Bradley. Pitch. Misses 1-2.
It was a two-way classification high school. They had one high school here. They had a Dairy Queen, a Sonic, and they had a stoplight and a water tower. Now they got like six high schools, soccer stadium, baseball stadium, IKEA.
1-2 misses. Two balls and two strikes.
And now it takes me 20 minutes from my house in North Dallas to here. It's just
not bad.
It's amazing how this area has grown. And it wasn't here, 30 years ago. It was nothing out here.
Two balls and two strikes on Tucker Bradley. Again, pop foul to the left. The catcher Procession tosses his mask and watches helplessly as it lands about 10 rows back into the seedy bowl. We'll do it again, 2-2. Well, I've always said I think the Texas League, from a visiting road city standpoint, is one of the best leagues in minor league baseball. Some really good towns in this league, and I think Frisco's near the top of the list.
I am envious of where you get to go because there's Corpus and Amarillo, and I'm a West Texas guy. A lot of folks will probably say, oh, Midland. I love Midland. Little Rock.
Yeah.
Wichita.
2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. I want to talk some more Texas League cities here in the next half inning.
All right.
We're going to go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Naturals leave the bases loaded as Tucker Bradley strikes out swinging. No runs, no hits, no errors. Three left on. Bottom of the sixth coming up. Naturals trail 7-2.
I get scared sometimes.
Of a lot of things.
Joining in.
Decisions.
The dark.
The dark.
But I once heard someone say...
But as I always say...
It's okay to be afraid.
As long as you face the fear.
And keep moving forward.
Wherever you are in life, count on the name trusted in insurance for more than 70 years. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
The Scott Family Amazium in Bentonville is a hit with families and children of all ages. With 50,000 square feet of interactive, hands-on experiences in science, technology, engineering, art, and math, the Amazium ignites the curious, creative kid in everyone to explore, play, create, and learn. Visit the Amazium and discover the connection between the sciences and arts in the place where curiosity and creativity meet. Make your day amazing with a trip to the Amazium. Open every day except Tuesdays. Plan your visit at amazium.org.
Now, let's go back to Frisco. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Hey, Naturals fans. Have you been daydreaming about a fun and affordable getaway? Why not make it a reality with Breeze Airways? With Breeze, you can fly nonstop from Northwest Arkansas to Tampa Bay, San Antonio, and New Orleans. Breeze never charges change or cancellation fees, so you can book with complete peace of mind. What are you waiting for? Go to www.flybreeze.com or download the Breeze app to plan your trip. Breeze Airways. Seriously nice.
Now, let's go back to Frisco. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Naturals trail the Rough Riders 7-2. Zach Phillips continues his relief appearance, and he starts Dio Edias off with a call strike one. No balls and one strike. It's Edias, Jordan Procession, and back at the top of the order for J.P. Martinez. Next pitch misses inside, counts 1-1. Nick Batters here with you from Riders Field, joined by the voice of the Kansas City Monarchs, the Perth Heat, talking baseball Australia, Dan Vaughn. Really glad to have you with us. Foul back, it's 1-2.
Always a pleasure, and I always enjoy following you and what you're doing, and you're a good mate. So
I appreciate
as we say down under, you're a good mate.
Like we haven't seen each other since that trip to Perth. 1-2, right. Grounded to the third baseman, Glendinning. Up and over to first. He heard Perth. He fields the ball. Over to first, one gone.
Or as we say in Texas, he's good people.
He's good people.
Nicholas Batters. He's good people. Yeah, so, this is a great league. And they've gone back to Texas League, thankfully. Yeah. Now, in 96, I did the TV game of the week back in 96, back in the old days, and this is back before all these new ballparks are built.
First pitch to Jordan Procession, the catcher, misses for a ball.
The Southern and the Texas League did a TV game of the week, and I rotated every other week back in 96 doing that. It was a lot of fun.
Phillips, the 1-0. Procession swings and misses. One ball and one strike. Who are some other big names that you saw in your time doing minor league baseball?
Gosh, you know, I think my first year in Greensboro, in Charleston, West Virginia.
1-1. Ooh. Comes inside and hits Procession. The Riders catcher plunked with one out. He'll be down to first.
There was a certain captain named Derek Jeter was playing in Greensboro for the Hornets. And he was a young whippersnapper from Michigan, and he would probably be as big of a thing at the time. Michael Jordan, back, of course, not
That's
a
right.
big ball player, but Jordan played in the 94 season, I believe, with Birmingham.
That's right. J.P. Martinez bats, takes the first pitch for called strike one.
And that was the scene because everybody wanted to see Jordan play when they realized he was playing the Double-A Southern League. That league went nuts that year.
Here's the 0-1. Misses high. One ball and one strike.
It's funny. You do it long enough, you eventually go, gosh, I saw that guy. And then, like I said earlier, Chris Widger, well, I knew him when, you know, and hadn't seen him since. But,
that's great. 1-1 misses inside. Two balls and a strike. Naturals bullpen is quiet in the right field corner. Frisco leading by 5-7-2 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Lefty on lefty matchup. Phillips with Martinez, who's 1-for-3 today. The pitch. Swing a tap foul back to the backstop. Counts even 2-2. Well, I remember when we announced that Chris Widger was the manager, and I think I posted on Facebook and you commented. I just couldn't believe it. What a small world the baseball community is.
It is small. And even connect it one more dot for you.
Oh, boy.
That same season, that same team, there was a pitcher named George Samus.
Okay. 2-2. Just misses. Full count.
And George is the manager of the St. Well, what at the time was the manager of the St. Paul Saints.
Yep.
He's now with the King County Cougars. But when a couple of years ago in the American Association, he was there. And he's known for being on that team that he also was the one who plucked Michael Jordan.
3-2. Swing and a miss. Runner going from first. Throw down to second. And they got him. Strike him out. Throw him out. Down to second base. That's the first runner caught stealing by the Naturals this year. We'll certainly take it. So that ends the sixth inning. Dan, I really appreciate you
appreciate
joining me
you.
For two innings
hey,
here. Thank you so much
you
for stopping
the time
out.
And,
absolutely.
And go Naturals and go Monarchs.
Go Naturals and go Monarchs. Dan Vaughn, ladies and gentlemen. Naturals trail 7-2 as we're off to the 7 from Frisco.
With the Naturals coming off a league championship last season, the 2022 season is jam-packed with memorable giveaways. Make sure to arrive early to get your hands on commemorative items celebrating the championship win. Or how about a Vinny Pasquantino jersey t-shirt on Thursday, May 12th? And best of all, a one-of-a-kind AA Central replica championship ring on Saturday, June 4th. To check out the full list of giveaways, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit NWANaturals.com.
Grasshopper is the king of all the zero turns on the market. Did you know they were the first zero turn made and their product is made in the USA? Grasshopper has out front and mid-mount zero turns. They have gas and diesel models. The deck sizes range from 41 inches to the large 72 inches. Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale, the largest Grasshopper dealer in the four-state area.
Now, let's go back to Frisco. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Go to the top of the seventh from Frisco. Naturals trail 7-2. Really appreciate Dan Vaughn taking the time to join us here for a couple of innings. Really good friend. I haven't seen him since we were in the Australian Baseball League a couple of years ago. So that was just fantastic to catch up with him now. Top of the order for the Naturals against the right-hander Nick Starr, starting with Michael Garcia, the shortstop. Big swing and a miss for strike one. Count is no balls and one strike. Garcia, Lofton, and Massey. Top of the order due up for Northwest Arkansas. The pitch from Starr, right on right matchup. Misses down low. One ball and one strike the count. The pitch, big swing and a miss. Count is one ball and two strikes. I just can't get over all of the connections between Dan Vaughn and the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, between Robbie Glendinning, Brian Grotjohn. I can't get over the Chris Widger one. That's fantastic. 1-2 is fly down the right side. Gets out of play, a foul ball. We'll do it again. One ball and two strikes. A 1-2 on Michael Garcia, the Naturals shortstop, 0-2 today with a walk. Awaits the pitch on the way. Swing and a miss, strike three. He's down on strikes for the first time today. Here's the first out here in the seventh. Arvest Bank helps you find the right credit card. From Arvest Flex Rewards cards that earn points to Arvest True Rate cards with money-saving low interest rates. Apply today at arvest.com/creditcards. Member FDIC credit cards subject to approval. Nick Lofton will bat the designated hitter. Base is empty and one out. The first pitch misses down and away for ball one. Count is 1-0. Try and get caught up here on everything that's transpired the past couple of innings. I tried to give my best depiction of what happened. Dan was with us. Pitch misses to Lofton. Counts 2-0. Dan and I just got caught up in good conversation. Pitch fouled off to the right. Gets out of play. Foul ball. Count is, I believe, 1-1. The scoreboard's gone down again. 2-1. 2-1, okay. I was off by a pitch. 2-1 on Lofton. The right-handed hitting. Designated hitter 0-2 today with a walk. The pitch. Ground ball hit sharply at the shortstop, Ornelas. Up and over to first. They're two away. Arvest Bank is conducting its 12th annual Million Meals campaign in an effort to fight hunger right here in our community. This is a much-needed effort as more than 10.5% of American households were food insecure as recently as 2020. Learn more by visiting arvest.com/millionmeals today. Michael Massey bats and fouls the first pitch off to the left out of play. Counts no balls and one strike. Massey 0-3 today. Grounded into a double play in the first, flied out of the third, and struck out of the fifth. Kick of the pitch. Catches the outer half. No balls and two strikes. The 0-2. Fly ball in the air to right field. Martinez charges in, and the right fielder reaches up to make the grab. That'll end the top of the seventh inning. Naturals go quietly. 1-2-3. No runs on no hits, no errors, and no runners left on. That'll take us to the seventh inning stretch. It's presented by Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Trusted for more than 70 years, Arkansas Blue Cross provides affordable health, dental, and vision insurance to Arkansans. Schedule an appointment with one of our friendly health insurance experts from our Arkansas Blue Welcome Centers in Fayetteville or Rogers today. Bottom of the seventh coming up. Naturals trail 7-2.
Here's to the fearless fight. The comeback. The battle against all odds. For some, it's taking the first step. For others, it's forging a new path. A chance to prove to ourselves what we're really made of. And with the name trusted in insurance for more than 70 years, even a battered spirit can come back stronger. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Window World, America's largest window replacement company, has just what you need when it comes to windows that enhance, beautify, and add value to your home. Like our award-winning Made in America double and triple pane replacement windows, all with lifetime warranties. But did you know we can also provide you with the best entry doors, patio doors, vinyl siding and guttering, and we even offer specialty windows and new construction windows. Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Call today for a free in-home estimate.
John's Quality Roofing has been installing and repairing roofs in the Northwest Arkansas area for over 20 years, offering free roofing repair inspections and insurance assistance. When you contact Johns, a member of their team will visit your home and do their best to assess your roof and give you the best advice for your specific needs. Johns Quality Roofing, your local Northwest Arkansas roofing contractor, serving you since 1999. For more information or to set up an appointment, visit www.johnsqualityroofing.com today.
This is left-handed pitcher Zach Phillips, and you're tuned in to Northwest Arkansas Natural Baseball. Let's get back to the ballpark with the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Up to the bottom of the seventh inning, Rough Riders lead the Naturals 7-2. Ezekiel Duran leads off for the Rough Riders and takes ball one from Zach Phillips outside. Next pitch is grounded just inside the third base bag, past the dive of the third baseman Glendon, and down into the corner. Duran pulls into second. He has a leadoff double here in the seventh. So the Naturals trail 7-2. Two runs, two hits, no errors for the Naturals. Both hits were home runs. John Rabe in the second, Sula Matias in the fourth. The Rough Riders, seven runs on nine hits and one error. Zach Phillips so far has pitched 3 1/3 innings. That's just the second hit he's given up. Hasn't walked anyone, hit a batter. Hit one batter and struck out one as well. Dustin Harris, the left fielder, bats and takes the first pitch to his bat. Fastball misses inside. Winston in a little bit of pain as he hobbles down the first baseline. The first two batters of the seventh inning are on for the Frisco Rough Riders. Now it'll be Blaine Krim. Time now to take a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard, brought to you by the University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Choose from over 70 different academic programs and chase your dreams at Arkansas's most affordable four-year campus, the University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/join the pride. First pitch to Blaine Krim, misses for a ball, 1-0. With it being a Thursday, it's not a full slate of action, and a lot of the games today already final. Goodness gracious, eight finals, one game in progress and one getting started. Next pitch to Krim, called a strike, counts 1-1. One ball, one strike, nobody out. Two runners on here in the bottom of the seventh inning. The pitch, skied in the air. To the right side, Sully Matias reaches up and makes the grab, the Naturals right fielder for the first out. So let's go through the finals, shall we? Cardinals shut out by the Miami Marlins 5-0 at Marlins Park this afternoon. So Marlins beat the Cardinals at home 5-0. Diamondbacks beat the Nationals on the road 4-3 at Nationals Park. Athletics at home beat the Baltimore Orioles 6-4 and improved to 8-6 on the season. Toronto Blue Jays beat the Boston Red Sox 3-2 from Fenway Park in Boston. New York Yankees fall to the Detroit Tigers 3-0 at Comerica Park. First pitch to Justin Foscue in for a strike. You see that Miguel Cabrera was intentionally walked to load the bases in the eighth inning, a chance to get his 3,000th hit. The fans were not happy with Yankees manager Aaron Boone. 0-1 to Foscue, popped to the right side, foul territory. Play. Fox is in the second row behind the netting. The count's 0-2. So we'll have to wait another day for hit 3,000 from Miggy. Cleveland Guardians at home beat the Chicago White Sox 6-3. New York Mets beat the San Francisco Giants 6-2 at Citi Field. And the Kansas City Royals fall 1-0 to the Minnesota Twins. Royals only scratch across three hits coming from Andrew Benintendi, Bobby Witt Jr., and Michael A. Taylor. Justin Foscue sends a line drive into left field. That's a base hit that'll score at least one run. Duran home from second, Foscue into second. It's an RBI double that stretches the Frisco lead to 8-2. So Foscue on second, Harris now on third, as Duran scores from second. Two runners in scoring position with one out. No activity going on in the Naturals bullpen. This is Zach Phillips' game right now. Starting pitcher was Zach Greinke. He takes his first loss of the season, only allowed a run on a walk, six hits and a strikeout. Now Jonathan Ornelas bats, the shortstop. First pitch, a big swing and a miss. Counts 0-1. Naturals down by six now, 8-2. Play the infield in. First pitch. The next pitch misses outside. One ball and one strike the count. Swing and a foul tip into the glove of the catcher, Porter. Counts one ball and two strikes. We see a right-hander starting to throw in the Naturals bullpen in the right field corner. Number 55, Jonah DePoto. Is the 1-2. Fly into shallow right. That drops in front of Sully Matias for a base hit. Dustin Harris trots home from third. Make it 9-2 Rough Riders here in the seventh inning. And the RBI single from Jonathan Ornelas, his third hit of the day. Kofoskiw to third. Ornelas now on first. Riders leading by 7, 9-2. By the right-handed hitting center fielder Kellen Strong. First pitch to Strom, called strike one. No balls and one strike. Strom 0 for 2 today with a walk, a third inning. Taps the pitch foul towards the Rough Rider third base dugout. The count, no balls and two strikes. 0-2 on Strom. The only Rough Rider without a hit yet today. And the pitch. Fly to the right. Towards the suite level. Bounces on the roof of one of the suites. Caroms back down into the seating bowl. Count remains. No balls and two strikes. The pitch. This is high and outside. One ball and two strikes. One ball and two strikes. Runners on the corners with one out. Zach Phillips kicks and delivers. Fly ball well struck in a right center field. Sully Matias back into the alley in right center field. Reaches up and makes the grab. Foskew tags up from third and comes home to score easily. Sacrifice fly from Kellen Strom. It's going to bring this score to 10-2 Rough Riders during the seventh inning. So Ezekiel Duran doubled. Dustin Harris was hit by a pitch. Blaine Krim flied out to right field. Justin Foskew doubled in a run. Jonathan Ornelas singled in a run. And Kellen Strom, the sacrifice fly to right field. Now Dio Edias deep down the left field line. That ball is gone. Over the home run terrace in left field. A two-run home run. All of a sudden, this is a five-run seventh inning. Dio Edias, his second home run of the night. To the same place he hit his first, deep to left field. 12-2 Rough Riders. Chris Witcher out to get Zach Phillips. A tough way for his day to come to an end. So Chris Witcher wanted to get close to four innings, or he did get four innings out of Zach Phillips. Was hoping to get him through the seven. Phillips unable to do so. Exits the Naturals trailing 12-2. With Jonah DePoto coming in. We'll tell you about Jonah when we come back here on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Since 2002. Pickett Construction has been handling the Northwest Arkansas community's commercial and residential construction needs. From development, design, and construction, we're here for you no matter the scale of the job. Pickett Construction. You pick it, we build it.
Oh, I don't feel so good.
Honey, I know it's dollar hot dog night, but that doesn't mean you should eat 12 of them.
I love a good value, and I love hot dogs.
You want value? Check out Unify Financial Credit Union. Not only do they have free checking and competitive loan rates, but they have locations in Bentonville, Rogers, Springdale, Fayetteville, and Siloam Springs.
Unify Financial Credit Union, serving Northwest Arkansas. For more information, visit unifyfcu.com or phone 877-254-9328. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
And Unify won't hurt your sensitive tummy.
Hey, Naturals fans. Walmart is a proud sponsor of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. From the beginning, Walmart has had its roots in our community. For more than 50 years, from around the neighborhood to around the world, Walmart has helped people save money so they can live better. Summertime has always meant games at the ballpark or play-by-play on the radio, gathering with family and friends, and sharing a meal or a snack with the ball game on in the background. So sit back and enjoy the game, and feel free to stop by Walmart if you need anything. Let's go Naturals. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
I'm pitcher Jonah DePoto, and you're turned into Northwest Arkansas Naturals baseball. Let's get back to the ballpark with the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
We continue this game into the bottom of the seventh inning, a pitching chance for the Naturals. Five runs across this half inning for the Frisco Rough Riders, who lead the Naturals 12-2. Zach Phillips goes four innings, allows five runs on five hits. No walks, a strikeout, and two hit batters. Jordan Procession, the catcher, bats. First pitch to him from Jonah DePoto is in for a called strike one. Count, no balls, and one strike. Procession today, flied out in the third and then singled in a run, hit by a pitch in the sixth. Now batting in the seventh, fouls it off to the left. Count, no balls, and two strikes. Rough Riders, seven runs in the third and five in the seventh. 12 runs on 13 hits with an error lead the Naturals 12-2. DePoto with his socks up high kicks the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Jonah DePoto comes on and works out of, I shouldn't say trouble, but he stops the bleeding about as much as you can in that situation. The Rough Riders score five runs on four hits, no errors, and no runners are left on base. So it's 12-2 Rough Riders. We're off to the eighth in Frisco.
See Plaza Tire Service today for the right tire at the right price right now. Plaza Tire Service is the area's biggest selection of in-stock tires at the lowest price with outstanding service, including our four tires, 1 hour guarantee. Plus, we make the purchase easy on your budget with our Plaza Tire Service card or no credit needed financing options. Now open in Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontytown, and Siloam Springs. Find your nearest store at plazatireservice.com. For the right tire at the right price right now, see Plaza Tire Service.
Single game tickets are now on sale for the 2022 season of Northwest Arkansas Naturals baseball at nwanaturals.com. You won't want to miss some of the Kansas City Royals' top prospects taking the field right in your backyard with food and drink deals, fireworks, giveaways, and theme nights all summer long. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
At Today Cleaners, we'd like to invite you to try out our services and experience professionalism and affordability for yourself. With numerous dry cleaning and laundry options available, we're convinced you'll find the service you need. Today Cleaners now offers free pickup and delivery right to your home or office. Download our Today Cleaners app on your iPhone or Android to schedule a pickup today. And visit todaycleaners.net or stop by 1250 Market Square Drive in Springdale for more information.
Now, let's go back to Frisco. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Getting good grades? Crushed it. Robotics competitions? It's either first place or no place.
Top of the eighth inning, Naturals trail the Rough Riders 12-2. Sealy Matias bats against the new pitcher, Chase Lee, into the game. First pitch is called a strike. Counts no balls and a strike to Sealy. 1-for-2 today, hit a home run back in the fourth inning. That was the last hit the Naturals had the last time they scored. Now he takes a called strike. Chase Lee, the pitch to Matias. Swing and a miss, strike three. Sealy down on three pitches. for the first out of the eighth inning. So Chase Lee, the side-arming right-hander, the University of Alabama. Really, this team's closer. I could see him maybe going two innings here. The 23-year-old delivers the pitch. Misses for a ball, 1-0. It's his fifth appearance of the season. Doesn't have a record. Three saves in his first four outings, though this won't be a save situation at any point. 1-0 to John Rave, misses. Two balls and no strikes. Lee's allowed just two hits and two walks with eight strikeouts across five innings. He got the save in Tuesday's game. The 2-0 pitch. This is down low. Three balls and no strikes. John Rave, homered in the second, walked in the fourth and stole a base. Grounded into a fielder's choice and stole a base in the sixth. The pitch. Another strike. 3-1. Find out why banking customers love the Arvest Go mobile banking app from Arvest Bank. Visit arvest.com/go for more details. 3-1 to Rave. Called a strike. He was ready to head down to first base. That was ball four. Instead, it brings the count full. Three balls and two strikes. The pitch. Line fouled to the left. That gets out of play. The count remains full. Three balls and two strikes. Three and two, the payoff pitch once more. Down and in. Ball four. It misses to John Rave. And the Naturals center fielder has his second walk of the night. Naturals have now drawn nine walks in this game. Robbie Glendinning will come to bat. Glendinning, the right-handed hitting third baseman out of Australia. We were talking with Dan Vaughn a bit about earlier. Takes the first pitch for ball one. And really appreciate the voice of the Kansas City Monarchs, Dan Vaughn, joining us for a bit. Pitch is skied to the right. Headed for the concourse behind the Naturals dugout. Foul. Count is 1-1. Really fascinating insight about the Monarchs. Australian baseball. His ties with Chris Widger. Hope they can catch up after the game. Call the strike. The next pitch. Count is 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Here comes the pitch. Swing a foul ball back to the screen. We'll do it once more. Ball and two strikes on Robbie Glendinning. Infield shaded to pull, maybe double play depth up the middle. Chase Lee, the side armor, kicks and slings in the 1-2. Bouncing ball taps softly up the middle. The second baseman, Foskey, grabs it on the second base bag, and he throws to first in time. 4-3 double play. Kills the Naturals' rally chances. Rave forced out at second. And Glendinning out at first. He'll retire the side of the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors. No runners left on. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Naturals trail 12-2.
Getting good grades? Crushed it. Robotics competitions? It's either first place or no place. Challenges? They come easy to me. I've faced them, conquered them, then prepared for the next one. But it's time for the next big challenge, the one that sets a tone for my life. It's time to get world-class training, technical skills, and the know-how to be prepared for a lifelong career. It starts by serving close to home with the Air National Guard. Visit GoANG.com or call 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G.
Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale has a Gravely mower for you. Wide price range, lots of nice features, and made in the USA. Don't make the box store mistake where you have no service or repair parts after the sale. Buy from a reputable dealer who has parts and service after the sale and will take care of all of your mowing needs. That's Straits Lawn and Garden, Springdale.
What's more exciting than a rally-ending double play or a walk-off home run? A day at the Scott Family Amazium. explore science, technology, engineering, art, and math in the Amazium's 50,000 square foot exhibit gallery filled with hands-on, interactive experiences for the entire family. Discover, wonder, create, and learn inside and outside the museum. The Amazium ignites the curious, creative kid in everyone. Open every day except Tuesdays. Double your play and make your day amazing with a visit to the Scott Family Amazium in Bentonville. Plan your visit at amazium.org.
Now, let's go back to Frisco. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Naturals trail the Rough Riders 12-2. Jonah DePoto got the final out of the seventh inning. He'll continue here in the bottom of the eighth, facing the top of the Rough Riders order, starting with the left-handed hitting right fielder, J.P. Martinez. Right and left matchup, the first pitch, grounded sharply to the right side. The first baseman, Means, moves to his right, flips to the pitcher covering, and DePoto beats Martinez to the bag by a step for the first out. So there's one gone here in the eighth inning. Now it's the designated hitter, Ezequiel Duran. Duran flied out in the first, doubled and scored in the third, flied out in the fourth, and then doubled and scored in the seventh. Number four prospect came over from the Yankees organization in the Joey Gallo trade last summer. First pitch to him misses outside for ball one. That's one ball and no strikes. DePoto, right on right matchup. Kicks and delivers. This is high. Two balls and no strikes. Skied high in the air, deep down the right side. The first baseman, Means, ranges out to foul territory and makes the catch. For the second out. Dustin Harris now due to the plate. So DePoto has retired all three batters he's faced. With a left-handed hitting left fielder who struck out in the first, singled in a run in the third, lined out in the fourth, hit by a pitch and scored in the seventh. DePoto's first pitch, called a strike, no balls and one strike. DePoto deals, in for strike two, no balls and two strikes. DePoto a strike away from sending this game to the ninth. 0-2 ahead of Dustin Harris. The left fielder kicks and delivers. Breaking ball just misses below the knees. The count's one ball and two strikes. So ball and two strikes, two outs. Base is empty here in the eighth with the Frisco Rough Riders leading 12-2. And the pitch. High and tight. He checks his swing and went around, says the home plate umpire Ben Engstrand. Check swing high, kind of swung his bat like it was a sword. Second strikeout for DePoto gets us out of the eighth. A 1-2-3 frame. No runs, no hits, no errors. No runners left on base. We go to the ninth. Naturals trail 12-2.
At Today Cleaners, we'd like to invite you to try out our services and experience professionalism and affordability for yourself. With numerous dry cleaning and laundry options available, we're convinced you'll find the service you need. Today Cleaners now offers free pickup and delivery right to your home or office. Download our Today Cleaners app on your iPhone or Android to schedule a pickup today. And visit todaycleaners.net or stop by 1250 Market Square Drive in Springdale for more information.
June will be a can't miss month of Northwest Arkansas Naturals games at our best ballpark. Be here for Star Wars Night on Friday, June 3rd, Growlin' Chickens Weekend, June 17th and 18th, and Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, June 25th. And best of all, the Naturals will wear specialty jerseys every time. To check out the full list of theme nights, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
Here's to the fearless fight, the comeback, the battle against all odds. For some, it's taking the first step. For others, it's forging a new path, a chance to prove to ourselves what we're really made of. And with the name trusted in insurance for more than 70 years,
Even a battered spirit can come back stronger. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
This is catcher Logan Porter, and I'm coming to bat. You're locked into Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
We go to the top of the ninth inning. Naturals trail the Rough Riders 12-2. Hey, Naturals fans, the Royals' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Naturals on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use the promo code NATURALS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. We're actually going to see a pinch hitter in place of Logan Porter. We were talking about him earlier with Dan Vaughn. It's Ryan Grotejohn. A left-handed hitter will face a new pitcher, the right-handed throwing Sean Chandler, out of the Frisco Rough Riders roster today. The first pitch to Ryan Grotejohn. This is outside. Counts 1-0. Grotejohn still looking for his first hit of the season. The pitch. Fly down the left field line. Get out of play into the stands. A foul ball. Counts even 1-1. 0 for his first 9 to begin his time in the Kansas City Royals organization. As Dan mentioned, was an integral part of the Kansas City Monarchs championship team last year in the MLB Partner League American Association. The league's all-star at second base with Dan's Monarchs. A ball and a strike on Ryan Grotejohn. Pinch hitting for Logan Porter. The pitch. This is high for a ball. Two balls and a strike. Naturals trailing by 10 runs, 12-2. Pitch to Grotejohn. Breaking ball in for a strike. Now we're even, two balls and two strikes. Logan Porter was 0 for 1 today. Struck out the second looking. Walks in the fourth and the sixth. The pitch. Swing and a foul tip into the glove of the catcher Procession for strike 3. There's the first out of the ninth inning. Naturals down to their final two outs. Just a fastball blown by Grotejohn. Right at the letters. We'll see another pinch hitter here. It's going to be Gavin Stupinski hitting in place of Jake Means. It'll be Stupinski's first at-bat of the season. Started the year on the development list. Was added to the active roster on Tuesday with Tyler Cropley going to the DL. Stupinski had one at-bat with the Naturals last season before spending the last 4 months of the year with High A Quad Cities. Pitch misses high and away. Counts 1-0. When Vinny Pasquantino was promoted to Northwest Arkansas, Stupinski split time at first base with a few different River Bandits. An automatic strike is called on Gavin Stupinski. I mean, he's not going to argue it. Counts 1-1. I thought he was in the box and ready to go. And the pitch is skied in the air to right field, high in the air. The right fielder Martinez charges it. Out to the right, he makes the grab for the second out. A pair of pinch hitters, both retired. Grotejohn strikes out. Stupinski flies out. Tucker Bradley, the last hope for the Naturals. Left-handed hitting left fielder, 0 for 3 today. Pop out a lineout and a strikeout. Sean Chandler's first pitch. Misses for a ball. 1-0. These two teams will be back at it tomorrow. 6:35 first pitch on Friday. Certainly hope you'll be with us. The 1-0. Misses outside. Again, these pitches aren't missing by much. Count is two balls and no strikes. 2-0. Pitch on the way. Big swing and a miss. Bradley was swinging for the fences. Tipped it into the glove of the catcher Procession. The count 2-1. The pitch. Strike two. The Naturals down to their final strike. Two balls and two strikes. 2-2 with two outs. The bases empty. Naturals down 12-2 here in the ninth. The pitch. Line drive fouled to the left. Gets out of play. We'll do it again. Two balls and two strikes. Two and two. Kick and pitch. Misses down and in. And the count's full. Three balls and two strikes. Tucker Bradley trying to find a way aboard. Count full with Michael Garcia due up next on deck. Chandler just added to the roster today, the right-hander. Set of the belt, kicks and delivers. 3-2. Swung through a miss for strike three, and that'll be the ball game. Northwest Arkansas Naturals fall to the Frisco Rough Riders on this Thursday night. A final of 12-2. Naturals only managed two hits, both of them home runs. Go quietly here in the ninth inning. No runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on. So the Naturals fall to 4-8. The Rough Riders improve to 10-2. Stick around for the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show. We'll take a look around the Texas League, recap this game, all that good stuff. You're not going to want to miss it. Back in a bit on the Naturals Baseball Network for our postgame show as the Naturals fall tonight to the Frisco Rough Riders 12-2.
Thanks for tuning in to today's Northwest Arkansas Naturals game. The game may be over, but we're far from through. Stick around for the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show. We'll look inside the box score, highlights, and analysis of today's game. The Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show is next on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Hey, Naturals fans. Walmart is a proud sponsor of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. From the beginning, Walmart has had its roots in our community. For more than 50 years, from around the neighborhood to around the world, Walmart has helped people save money so they can live better. Summertime has always meant games at the ballpark or play-by-play on the radio, gathering with family and friends, and sharing a meal or a snack with the ball game on in the background. So sit back and enjoy the game, and feel free to stop by Walmart if you need anything. Let's go Naturals. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Are you hungry for the usual today? Or are you craving something uncommonly delicious, like our meaty masterpiece, the Hook and Ladder Sub from Firehouse Subs? We start by piling it high with fresh sliced smoked turkey breast and Virginia honey ham. Then it's topped with melted Monterey Jack and served piping hot in a perfectly toasted roll. Save time. Order your Hook and Ladder with the Firehouse Subs app today. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives.
When quality, value, and energy savings matter most, you need to choose Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Our award-winning, made-in-America, double and triple-pane replacement windows and industry-leading warranties make Window World the number one choice for your next home remodel. Plus, we also offer the best entry doors, patio doors, vinyl siding, and guttering for your home. Truly making us the brand you can trust. Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Call today for a free in-home estimate.
The game is over, but we're far from through. This is the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show. It's time now for a look inside the box score with highlights and analysis of today's game. Now let's head back to the stadium. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
I'm glad to be with you here on the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals drop a tough game here to the Frisco Rough Riders by a final score of 12-2. So welcome to the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show here on the Naturals Baseball Network. Naturals, two runs on two hits, both of them home runs. No errors and seven runners left on. For the Frisco Rough Riders, 12 runs on 13 hits, one error. And the Rough Riders only left three runners on. Well, oddly enough, the Naturals started the scoring first. In the second inning, with one out, John Rave stepped to the plate and he hit his second home run of the week. Two and one, the pitch. Fly ball deep into left center field. Harris back onto the warning track at the wall. It is gone. John Rave, his second home run of the week. And the Naturals strike first on this Thursday night in Frisco. Rave homers. And it's 1-0 Naturals in the second. 2-1. So John Rave, a home run in the second. Then Frisco struck for 7 runs in the third inning off of Anthony Veneziano that forced him out of the game and brought in Zach Phillips. And then stepped to the plate to begin the fourth, Sully Matias. Matias behind 0-2, the pitch. That one's well struck. Deep in the air to left center field. Strom goes back. He looks up. It is gone. Sully Matias over the berm for his second home run in as many games. Well, the Naturals are going to inch a little bit closer as Matias circles the bases. Second run of the game. Naturals now down by 5. It's 7-2 here in the fourth from Frisco. And it only got worse from there. 5 runs in the seventh inning off of Zach Phillips. The Frisco Rough Riders knocked him out of the game. Jonah DePoto got the final inning and a third. The Rough Riders take their second win of the series. Let's see. Playing Like a Winner Player of the Game is presented by Indigo Sky Casino, where winners play, located on Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri. I'm going to give it to John Rave. He started the scoring, gave the Naturals a lead in the second with a home run, and walked twice, so he reached in 3 of 4 trips to the plate. John Rave is our Player of the Game, presented by Indigo Sky Casino, where winners play, located on Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri. Well, that's today's game. It wasn't super fun. Time of the game was 2 hours and 26 minutes in front of a crowd of 3,939 fans. Glad you were with us for this one. The win goes to Nick Starr. The loss, Anthony Veneziano, who falls to 0-3. We're going to step aside here, take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard around the Royals organization after this on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Feels good as we stand on the shore, but our hearts are still jumping. Grab another Coke and let's dive in. So we can feel forever, yet feel together, be real together. And no one can stop me when I taste the feeling.
Coca-Cola, it's a cap twisting, bubbles fizzing, refreshing sipping, moment stopping, nothing topping this feeling. So grab a Coke today and taste the feeling.
What if there were a university where you earned not just a diploma, but a resume? A career-focused university where you were empowered to learn, to lead, and to make a difference. A university that's not just affordable, but the most affordable in the state. What if, right? Turns out that university exists just down the hill in Fort Smith. The University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/join the pride.
You know, fans, Tyson Foods and the Naturals have a lot in common. For starters, we've both got a pretty great team, and we've got some heavy hitters in our lineup. Some members of our starting lineup are Tyson Chicken, Jimmy Dean, Ballpark, Hillshire Farm, State Fair, and Wright Brand Bacon. And just like the Naturals, we're proud to call Springdale our home. Check out our whole roster and get to know us better at TysonFoods.com.
Now, let's go back to Frisco. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, back in at Riders Field here in downtown. Is this downtown Frisco? I don't know. Let's call it downtown Frisco. Welcome back into the Plaza Tire Service Extra Innings Show here on the Naturals Baseball Network. We're rounded third and headed home. Time to take a look around the Texas League. The Royals organization scoreboard, the scores from around the league. Let's see, where should we start? We'll go out to Hammonds Field. How about that? The Springfield Cardinals, 5 runs in the fifth inning. Beat the Tulsa Drillers 9-6. 5-run fifth inning. How does that happen? Wild pitch, single, double, single, ground out. That's what the Springy Cards are going to do. They're just going to chip away, but 2 home runs for Michael Bush. He has 5 in the season. Moises Gomez homers. He has 7. Chandler Redman a home run. James Outman his 3rd home run of the season. Ryan Ward a home run. That's the only final outside of this one. 3 games in progress. Top of the 8th from Corpus Christi. The Arkansas Travelers up 9-2. 3 runs in the 3rd and 5 in the 4th inning. Goodness gracious. 9-2 at Whataburger Field. Bottom of the 7th from Hodgetown. The Sawboodles lead the San Antonio Missions 8-5. At the top of the sixth inning from Wichita. Goodness gracious, that game's going to take a little while. 12-1, the Wind Surge lead the Midland Rockhounds. 3 in the third, 3 in the second, and 6 in the fifth. They've won 6 in a row, trying to make it 7 today. Anything of note? Kevin Merrill, old friend, another home run. And they just chip away at you. That's what the Wichita Wind Surge do. So that's a look around the Texas League, the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Walmart. Around the Royals organization, the Kansas City Royals, you mentioned on the broadcast, fell to the Minnesota Twins 1-0, just 3 hits. The one of those from Bobby Witt Jr. Dylan Coleman, a scoreless inning with a pair of strikeouts. He has yet to allow a run this season. Now around the minor leagues, let's see. Let's go to AAA first. The Omaha Storm Chasers fall to the Memphis Redbirds 6-3. Kyle Isbell optioned to Omaha today, went 0-4 with a strikeout. Brewer Hicklin a hit, MJ Melendez a hit, Emmanuel Rivera 2 hits, Vinny Pasquantino 2 hits and 3 runs batted in. He hit his first home run of the season in the fifth inning. And a hit for Jacoby Jones in there. Jackson Kowar takes the loss, but a scoreless inning and a third from Josh Dye. In high A, the Quad Cities River Bandits tied at 5. I might have jinxed that. Well, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers just walked off with the Quad Cities River Bandits. Waiting for the play to load in game day. It's a single from Tyler Black off of Patrick Smith. So the Timber Rattlers walk off again in the River Bandits 6-5, the final in Wisconsin. Do you guys see that the Quad Cities River Bandits are going to play at the Field of Dreams site this year? That should be pretty cool. And the Columbia Fireflies blow out the Down East Wood Ducks 10-1. From Segra Park in Columbia, 12 runs on 13 hits for Columbia. All 9 batters in the Columbia order had hits, including 2 from the designated hitter Carter Jensen, with home runs from Valdez and Town. So that's the Texas League, that's the Royals organization, that's a look around the out-of-town scoreboard. So let's get you set up for tomorrow. 6:35, the first pitch from Riders Field here in Frisco. Naturals will send Angel Sampa to the mound. He'll be opposed by fellow Southpaw Cody Bradford for the Frisco Rough Riders. 6:35, the first pitch on the air with pregame at 6:15. Well, for everyone of the Naturals, my name is Nicholas Batters, saying so long and farewell from Frisco. We'll see you tomorrow. Take care, everyone, as the Naturals fall to the Rough Riders 12-2.
You've been listening to Naturals Baseball on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network. Today's game has been brought to you by Arvest Bank, by Coca-Cola, by Tyson Foods, by Professional Business Systems, by Unified Financial Credit Union, by Window World, by Indigo Sky Casino, by Walmart, by Straight Lawns and Garden, by Beaver Water District, by Midwest Block and Brick, by the Scott Family Amazium, by Firehouse Subs, by Pickett Construction, by Stanley Steamer, by Plaza Tire Service, by John's Quality Roofing, by Today's Leaners, by the University of Arkansas Fort Smith, by the 188th Wing Arkansas Air National Guard, by XNA and Breeze Airways, by Golf USA, and by Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. To stay up with the club, get your tickets for the next game at Arvest Ballpark, or catch every pitch of the action all season long at NWANaturals.com.